This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my gosh, as we come to the air just a couple minutes after 7. Hi everybody, welcome. It is the show. I am in Studio C, as we do each and every week. But we have to immediately go to, because of literally breaking news, we have to go to breaking news, which is this. We just found out from Marnie Ryer, she is trapped, prisoner, in a courtyard of an office complex.
Not of her choosing.
Marnie, I hope you're going to answer your phone. Sometime today. Marnie? Are you there, Marn? Hang on, Marnie, hang on! What the hell happened to you, Marnie? I don't want you there, I want you here.
Line 3.
What the hell happened to you, Marnie? Are you there? Hang on. Marnie! Ouch. Marnie? I think she hung up on me. Hang on, we're going to call her back.
Jesus, can you hear me?
Jesus, can you hear
me? They're going to do a bit.
No, we're not.
They're about to do a bit.
I'm laughing so hard I can't even plug this in. Shut up! Let's try this again.
It's Tuesday Night Live.
See if we can get her.
Are we on the right slider?
Who knows?
Well, turn them all
no,
off.
They all,
I was
be.
Almost rescued when Clayton called a third time.
Right. To see if we could get this to work.
I had the guy on the phone.
I was almost home, Mrs. Garrett. I was almost home.
And then Clayton called and I stopped.
Okay, I'm not sure. That's really weird. It won't let her. No, Marnie. I can't figure out where she is. She's not anywhere on this thing. Marn.
Hello.
There you are. I don't know why. Are you there?
I can kind of hear you.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us what happened to you, Marnie.
I'd like to, but I don't even know where to start. When I was a small, poor black child. You know the incarceration rate is high.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I just got done hiring some people, and they left, and then I was doing paperwork, and then I went to leave, and no. Not today, Berta.
Do you feel, I don't know if Marnie can hear me, do you feel like this has anything to do with your immigration status?
I think it does.
Damn
I
it!
I think that I'm certain of it, because
who
they're mad, like, I don't know, this is very troubling, and I'm locked in this place, and I feel like I'm in prison.
I have a question, though. Do you have access to food or water?
Well, I figure right now, yes, is the answer.
Okay.
I'm in our office, so I am enclosed.
Okay.
So I'm away from the elements of 71 degrees.
Oh, so we can just hang up on you now. You're fine.
The elements. Seek shelter from room temperature.
Aside from the five of us in Studio C and four people listening around the world, who knows that you're trapped?
Nobody.
No. So don't you think you're tired? Don't you think the battery use on your phone would be better used calling somebody else that could help you rather than talking to us?
No, I actually sent a text message to the only person I know that has a key.
Okay.
And I'll just wait. There's an access to a bathroom, I think. And then
well, when will you be sure?
I'm not sure, because it's not in this office, but I think it's in the courtyard, I hope. Or I'll be peeing on a rock.
Oh, dear God. I can tell you a story about a bucket that you're not going to want to hear.
I got to tell you, I'm too fat to scale the wall, so Trump wins.
Just election update, Trump won.
I'm horrified with all of this.
Does Aaron know you're trapped? Does Aaron know you're trapped yet?
No, I haven't been able to call her yet. I was trying to break out, you know?
Yeah.
Like you do. I've been in the shoe for about 15 minutes.
The shoe.
Well, do us a favor. Let us know how this goes. At this point, we've surrendered your mic and chair to Jason Carlton.
Hi, lady.
Yeah, he's here with us along with Joe DeGanzik. So I think we've got it covered here. So if you'll just update us on how or what happens with you, that'd be good.
My prison sentence?
Yes.
Let us know if you get parole, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do a drive-by and throw something over the fence. Yeah. I heard that's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah.
I let Ernie know.
We're calling locksmith.
Now, do you want us to throw tampons at you? Like, what's going to be useful at this point? Cigarettes? What can you trade for?
Is cat there right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell cat that I feel like I need to become a fence-titute.
Fence-titute.
If it gets late enough, we'll swing by and throw breakfast burritos over the fence to you.
You can slide them under the gate.
Okay. Well, we'll get a short person.
However we get it done.
We'll lube it up.
I'll try to send a letter or something.
Don't forget
to communicate with the outside.
No.
Oh my God. I just sent Ernie a text and told her that you're locked in wherever you're working.
I think we should just told her. We should have said Marnie's in jail.
She's listening. I love it. Did you go help your girlfriend? No, I was enjoying her radio program.
You know what? That's a loyal listener right there.
And live from the well, it's little Susie.
I do like the fact that once we've now been informative to a listener with current news because she found out that her girlfriend isn't here.
I think we qualify as a legitimate news source now.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
I think so.
My God. We're Fox adjacent.
We have breaking news ever.
Yes.
We have provided actual news to a citizen of our fine city.
One.
And Amina, it doesn't matter. No, we're not about numbers here.
Marnie, Marnie, I want you to know that Amina has started the thoughts and prayers.
What?
Amina started the thoughts and prayers. She did them for Aaron, not for you. So good luck in the well, Susie. But
Marnie, do me a favor. Would you take pictures of your internment and send them to me via Facebook Messenger so I can share them with the masses? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you when you get out.
We'll see you when you're free.
I'll see you on the outside.
There okay,
you go. One day more.
Look down.
Oh, well, if you're just joining us, and I can't imagine what else you have to do on this evening, that was Marnie Ryer. She is stuck in prison. Oh, for crying out loud.
Now, two things.
So the phone thing works really well.
Well, for some reason it didn't.
For the listener.
I feel like I'm
fucking Canadians.
This whole story, I had this feeling of deja vu. Did we not have a similar incident when the studio was maybe at an office complex of some sort? Didn't Marnie get locked in?
Also at a gate?
Yes. I think so. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, because the key didn't work really well, and you had to put a little English on it to get it to open. Because
this whole segment, I'm thinking, wait, did we already do this?
Deja vu.
I feel like...
That's a foul.
Is this a bit? They're going to do a bit.
They're going to do a bit where one of them's locked behind a fence. That got really scary one night. We were... Because he took off, and we were waiting in the bathroom for somebody. And I could never get that key to open that gate right. That gate was a bitch.
Well, there was the gate, and there was the code on the doorknob. It was that 24th Street and Thomas bullshit we had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Was there a gate?
That was Studio B,
We forgot to ask for an actual location.
No, 3rd Street and McDowell, Central Phoenix.
Oh, I thought you said 7th Street.
Hi, Mom. What? I mean, a Mama Die Bake a Pie. Yeah. Or are you going to put a file in it and send it to Marnie?
Yes. That's a good...
Sorry.
Seriously, the feds are listening in.
They should get a hobby, too.
It was in Trump's briefing today, but he missed it.
So
we're still on. I know. And you see, rim shot a bit. You got it all.
All those things.
We're basically Red Brunch right now.
We really are.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, I've killed 15 minutes.
Well, good work.
Actually, 10, because we started late. It's all good. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Amina, Mama Die, Marius, DJ.
DJ is from Nashville, plays the guitar.
Well, hello,
Marius from South Africa. I know, I forgot about my list. I got it up and running again. I'm back.
I know he'd like that it was musical because he plays guitar.
Yeah. And
I don't know why I looked at you like that. I have no reason.
Oh, we got hashtag Save Marnie.
Save Marnie. God. Send her thoughts and prayers. Both.
Let's Marnie start, Lives Matter.
Let's start it trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
If we could. Sure.
I'm still terrible at Twitter. I keep trying, but I'm still really bad at it. I don't
know why. Discovered I was really bad at it, too, because the last post I had was about Whitney Houston dying.
Yeah. I saw that.
Finger on the pulse. Finger. Yeah. There's no reason. Is there really anything worth tweeting since she died?
I was like, Whitney died. Life is over.
Life is over. And
death to the hashtag. Death.
I gave up on life after that.
And Bobby Christina shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
2 years, I think, something like that.
And you can put it in the same tweet. It's the same set of circumstances.
Very close. Yeah.
In a bathtub.
In a bathtub with water.
In a world where a bathtub.
Wow, the Clue game is getting a little close to home, Mommy.
It's always fun to do
in
that.
A bathtub with Coke and water. I'm not sure.
With Coke and water. The twins.
Not the cola.
Not the soda.
Yeah, right. Would you like your Coke in a glass or on one? Well, it depends. Is it a Houston family member?
Yeah.
Bobby!
Just treat it like a margarita. Just put it on
Bobby!
The rim.
Lick the rim. Just the rim. Marnie, or no, excuse me, Kat Carlson.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
What you been doing? Team Biscuit. You're still on the team.
Got my Biscuit shirt on. Because why not?
Sure.
Oh my gosh, what has happened? So we've been gone for 2 weeks,
Seems like it, yeah.
Well, I went to Red Brunch this weekend.
Take a minute.
Yeah, let me just let that sink in for a minute. No, I did get to go to Aunt Rita's Red Brunch this weekend.
I did see a picture of you there. You were a good-looking young man in your little outfit.
Thank you very much. There. You know, it was dictated to me, and then I decided to do something else.
Who the fuck dictated to you?
Barbara Seville.
Point taken.
There it is.
There we were.
I got the message that said, about tomorrow, wear your t-shirt and a jacket. And I have a jacket. And I put it on and I went, I don't like how this feels. So I wore something entirely different. But it was, no.
Yeah, but then Dusty didn't get that message either.
Dusty got the message but wore a tan jacket, not with like a high collar and not like a, everyone else wore a black suit jacket. Yeah, we were very unique, Dusty and I.
Yeah, well. She's unique.
Special.
Beyond.
Special little snowflakes.
More like a unicorn.
Special little snowflakes,
like
Dusty and I.
Snowflakes. God damn.
But no, it was a good time. You know, my favorite moment of the morning was, or afternoon-ish, I don't know what time it was.
Who cares?
Of the day.
There was drinking involved. So.
Yeah. There was drinking involved. And they had a lovely waste of time with the ice block and the champagne making the mimosas and everybody standing around going, just fucking pour the champagne.
Yeah. Yes.
We get the ice. I'll take it warm even. Just put it in the fucking glass.
You can imagine what it was supposed to be like.
Right. We know what this looks like.
Yeah.
We understand. Just get the job done now. But no, my favorite moment was as the presentation was starting and our friend Katie June comes out and starts on her scripted lines, and I look across the table, and simultaneously with Barbara Seville, we look at each other and we go, oh, they're going to do a bit. Yay. And they did.
And a scene from Friends was acted out.
Close. They did a scene from
Mad about
Rent.
You. Uh-oh. Did they really?
They did their lip sync.
Later. I was like,
lip sync Seasons of Love. Two people did a song that 17...
Three people did a song
that 17 people do in a chorus line.
Yeah.
Not the movie, a chorus line. We're in a line. That's what I meant.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that
was the correct use
of
that phrase.
But, you know, it was a lovely day. I'd never been. I didn't know that was where they hand out the checks for the money that we've raised at AIDS Walk. So that was a nice thing. You know, the... Food was good. Company was good. Whatever. I had a lovely time.
We gave out some money.
Did they do that? Last year they had done a new bit. It was this Red Brunch live thing with... They still did the same thing?
Yep.
Did they try to use a phone and use that on the air too? Because that worked out well.
Live from across the other side of the room.
Fuck yeah.
You know, it had ups and downs.
Yeah, so did the
previous
year.
I had a wonderful time. I will say as a side note that I enjoy train wreck entertainment.
Oh.
Like when everything has gone wrong, I really enjoy it then. And I had a great time. But other than that, not a whole lot. Working and sleeping and working.
I saw pictures that I think Sharon,
oh my God, what
your
we
better
doing?
Half, posted.
Sure.
We like to use that phrase because it seems like we care.
It seems actually true.
Posted pictures of...
It's
I don't
a
know
compliment if, to somebody.
I don't know if you were there or not, but I saw the little ones putting a tree together.
We did do that. Yeah, we did do that. Well, because we have a fake tree, so we just put it up whenever the fuck we
feel. Right, it could
like
be done in April. Who fucking cares?
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Right, me and the youngest get really excited about lights really early, so we had, before Thanksgiving, we had outside house lights up.
Sure.
And then one afternoon, I was like, yeah, let's put the tree up. It's 10 minutes, and plug it all in,
how
done.
Is deforestation in the name of Jesus still a thing? Like, at what point do we just say, like...
Outlaw real trees? We should.
Like, I mean, they...
I get the nostalgia of it. I just, I don't...
It's on the same bill as the no more plastic bags. They can't talk about it.
Yeah, but it really is... It really is strange to me
that we're still that just, like, still chopping just down perfectly down good like, trees.
And it's... Even if only, like, a third of the country did it, that's a lot of fucking trees being chopped down
for
to get put
weeks.
Into that very entertaining mulcher a month later. But I'm like... That's
the mulchers are entertaining.
Just a waste
I'll give you
of...
That.
It's a
sometimes
blood.
They sink
big
them into
old
like lakes and things for like some other ecological purpose, but it's still we're chopping things down, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. So we've got a lovely cheap fake tree.
A lovely cheap fake
tree? Yeah, it's already pre-lit, so I don't have to wrestle with the lights anymore.
Those are the best.
Yeah,
I used one of those laser things this year. You don't even have to do anything, just turn it on.
Yeah, no, we got one of those and we have it in the house. It's like a disco light show.
Yeah.
And
Christmas happening in our house. Oh, we got video.
We have to announce the arrival of Western New York and Southern Ontario because Joey from Canada.
I see Joey there.
And Debbie is here.
Canada.
I accidentally read that and didn't say anything about it. I almost thought it was Joey from Casserole, and I'm like, no.
That's all right. I thought it said Cassandra for a minute.
I thought Cassandra too. And I'm like, I'll get that in a minute.
No, he became a diesel truck mechanic today because some sort of an engine light came on and he had to get out of his warm, toasty cab and try to work on a vehicle or truck.
And then took his picture by it. And I
was
like
a selfie with a big Caterpillar engine.
And the best part
I'm gonna
was,
start doing that.
What
I'm
do
just
I
get
say
out and
back?
Pop the hood and be like, I'm a mechanic today.
Oh, look at me. Miss Goodwrench over there.
Because I could say something thoughtful like, what happened? But the answer would be like, oh, okay.
Parts, right.
Yeah, parts, things.
Parts,
stuff,
parts, truck.
Road. All Al knows is it has to be under warranty and I need new tires.
It's probably a gasket.
He knows. It may be a gasket.
Might
probably
be a
is.
Gasket of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what that is either. Again, another word that I would just be like nodding and smiling. Like, that seems to be
just
a thing that happened.
That.
Amina is bitching, or excuse me, Anant is bitching about the fact that it's a task for him to listen to this show because so many contraptions have to be involved to make him listen to it. Like maybe a gun?
He's got a MacGyver. But I do. Speaking of,
do they not have headphones in India?
More gadgets that are in this
room. Do they
room?
Not have dogs in Poland? What's that line from Overboard?
I don't know.
No, Sweden.
What?
It places the food on Shiitake's throat. Don't shove it down there. Don't they have dogs in Sweden? When she's remember. Telling the woman how to feed her dog.
I'm not a bitch. I don't know.
So I have a question. Technical question.
Please answer.
There's a commercial that stresses me out to no end, and then I found out about the 19th time that I saw it and I had a heart attack. It was for something I'm curious about buying.
Oh.
It's the old man that gets up on the diving board and looks like he's going to belly flop, then all of a sudden he turns into a dive. But it's for, like, the music that they're playing as he goes up. It's playing, like, some kind of classical music.
Right. It's
I want to say, like, speakers for this shit?
I think it's a Bluetooth speaker.
No, they're talking about how the new iPhone 7 has
dual speakers, right.
So it's stereo
so
sound.
So if you get this version of that thing, it has dual speakers, it just sounds more better.
Oh, but it looked like it had something on...
No, so it was a dual commercial for the fact that, number one, it's water resistant,
yes,
and it has dual speakers. So the guy splashes, the phone gets a little wet, and it's okay, and it sounds amazing by the pool because it has two speakers.
I did not get any of that out of the commercial. I was just very nervous that I was watching an old man die over and over and over again.
But don't go diving.
And it wasn't the old man of my choosing.
There's that.
Yeah, no. It wasn't Greg Louganis.
No.
Oh, I would want to be
never,
him.
I wouldn't want to be him.
I still want him to touch me once or twice.
Hey, now.
I've met him.
I lost a little bit of the love for him when I read his biography.
Did you see the HBO special or the documentary Back on Board?
Ooh,
yeah,
no,
it's all about his life and how he was.
Well, he got beaten up all the time, and that kind of pisses me off. Like, the first boyfriend beats you, stop it.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, get the fuck out of my house.
I don't know, and that's what I took away. I took away from it. My Galaxy S7 is starting to smoke. Now, you know how when you get on phones, like, these things now tell you where you are, where your car is parked, when the next time you have to go to the bathroom is? I'm like, why are you trying to play with Dove?
I'm playing with audio so I can figure out how to call Marnie again.
Oh, so are you calling her through Prince?
A news update?
Yes.
Have we used a medium?
No, her new theme is going to be When Marnie Cries to the tune of When Doves Cry.
We have to journey through the purple rain to Marnie. So I get on the phone, and all of a sudden my phone lets off an alert, and the weather was holding, but it was gray and kind of shitty, and it looked like, you know, the heavens could open up any second yesterday. Well, this alarm goes off on my phone, and it's saying, like, if you have a Galaxy 7, you need to tell, because I was on Southwest, and somehow it knew I had boarded. My app had let it know that I was inside a plane looking for Wi-Fi, and it started to alarm, like, if you're doing this on a whatever that thing is.
Oh my God, if you've got a Samsung
Galaxy,
have to,
like,
have
raise your hand or get
them
off the plane, it's going to blow up. And I'm like, well, if you know so much about me, how do you know what the fuck, why
what
don't you know this is?
Right.
Like, if you know where my ass is in the world in relation to a Southwest plane.
My favorite of that whole debacle was getting a box inside a box inside a box delivered to my house. And I open up the box to see another box.
Like
I open up that box. I know, I'm like, who the fuck is bombing me?
Yeah.
And then funny that it comes with instructions, and then I unfold, as I'm unfolding all the paperwork, out fall some blue plastic or blue gloves like doctors use. And the instruction sheet is very detailed with photos and everything. It's like better than IKEA. And it says,
isn't
this,
anything
it said, please,
much.
If you have sensitivity to ceramics or dust or anything, it says,
I'm very sensitive to ceramics. The 70s were
says,
a terrible time.
Please use
those
Hummel
figurines.
And the most inner box was a ceramic fire bomb proof material that you were supposed to package the phone in, handling everything with gloves, and then putting it inside another box, and then taping it up, and all on the outside of the outer box was, warning, there is a combustible device inside, must be ground shipped only, no airplanes.
Not on Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. Like,
Christ,
it was,
Lord!
It was a big, huge ordeal just to send that phone back.
There were a lot of them that blew up, like, bad news.
It was like, all of September, like October, were just like, every other day was news on that.
Oh, Aaron's saying it was just a push notification, knows nothing about you. It was just weird that it didn't come across until I sat down in the plane to get on Southwest Wi-Fi. Because I was on the airport Wi-Fi 30 seconds, like right up into the
change.
Well,
and what Aaron is suggesting right up is until that the change. It was Southwest Wi-Fi that pushed that to
until
you.
The change.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
So Southwest said, hey, anybody that's connecting to our Wi-Fi, we want you to know, don't fucking bring the exploding phone on the plane.
Yeah. Well, I think that...
Yeah. That seems fair.
And those connections don't send the phone model, so.
But they should.
They probably should.
We can put a man on the moon.
Privacy, you know.
We can't fucking do that.
You pushed me when I was on a plane.
Yeah. Okay, so we stumbled through Kat Carlson's life in
tennis.
Yeah, I didn't
do much. I
went
to Yeah.
And since Joe's here, we're going to find out what Joe did in the past couple
Joe,
days.
What have you been doing?
Not since the last time we talked to you, because the show's only 3 hours.
It's too long. I'd have to steal
Can we just get like the last maybe few days? And
spoiler alert, he got a new light bulb.
Probably. Actually, I have a lot of companies now that send me stuff for free.
These are all, since you've been here, this is all new.
No, this looks great.
This is
it's
all new.
800 watts of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're, the neighbors kind of have to shut stuff off when I turn these on now.
Let's see, recent news. I mean, I had put this on, I put part of this on Facebook, but some of this is more recent. So I'm going, not officially as press, because I'm not quite popular enough online. I'm going to CES in January, which is an
awesome.
What
that even means.
Yeah, what is that?
The big consumer electronics show in Vegas, the big annual thing. But more recently, I've been picked to be a panelist on a home automation discussion for one of the manufacturers, which is kind of cool. It's like raising my online profile. So,
will there be groupies involved at this level, or is that not yet?
Yeah,
like hot girls and or guys.
There's
you
no
around.
One. Well, probably not at this. Probably not at this level. No,
I think the hesitation implies the answer.
Yeah.
Jason and I and both checked right
and
out.
The other people on the panel not attractive. So
yeah,
because I already saw that.
And as soon as I said hot girls or guys, my husband and I, we were like, oh
yeah,
is this a thing?
I'm
we're
like,
in?
But well, I mean, because then all of a sudden I imagine in my because I've been to a lot of big conventions like
sure.
that. And you but I go to the fun ones like liquor.
Right.
love and there's always there's
very a, different than that
very,
one.
Very different than the electronic yeah. show. I mean, and so I was already though imagining like girls in bikinis, but instead of like holding a Budweiser
right.
stand,
the,
they're holding
show.
A new laptop, going, right. "Ooh, come check out my top."
Or you get to sit
barely
on their laptop,
covered with the Samsung. Yeah. Like, ooh,
oh,
honey.
What's going to explode box. First?
Yeah. They give you rubber gloves for that one too.
One may be on fire and one may squirt.
Oh. And she's right. out. Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, I forgot the fucking bells. I had bells to ring.
Oh my god.
I major, can hear the bells.
Major
I can't.
Of this show.
I can't hear them.
Continue on, Mr. Giganzik.
And then recently, yesterday, I finally, you know, after pressing refresh on Lyft's website every day for like 2 weeks, I finally got a rental car to drive to make some money.
Was your oh, Wi-Fi good. Down? What the hell was wrong with it?
And I just kept saying, well, they've had a huge response to the, or a large, let me not say huge, because that's, we don't use that word.
Yeah. It's a pronounced
large, a large.
Huge. Huge.
They had a
huge.
Large response to this rental program. So people without a car, because I've been now car free.
Was it a
for
tremendous
6 months,
response?
Well, there weren't any available.
Was it a terrific
a
response?
Were many people saying?
Many.
Many.
Many people. All the best people.
The best. Only.
So you hit the button, and then you rent a car to drive other people around in?
Yes.
And you make money.
You make money. If you drive it, and if you do enough rides per week, the entire car rental is free of charge.
To you.
Who decides how much is enough? Them or you?
Them.
Enough is enough.
It's enough. It's enough! You can make Donna Summer work anywhere. And is it 70?
It's 70, but it does the nice. It's a number and not an amount of money. So each of those rides could be a 2-minute ride across the street, as long as it's 70
just
rides.
Just letting the same person off. Do you mind if we make 70 stops?
I need you for one day.
I tell you, though, at ASU, the ASU students, seriously, and I would joke with them, they go across the street. They're like, I just need to go over there. Like, and it apparently was faster to take a lift than to actually walk.
Well, and it's also on daddy's card. It's on file.
Of course. And then five of them
Muffy's
pile
not
in,
paying
so
for
each
it.
Of them is paying 50 cents. So, but more than that, so I'm happy to be able to earn a little bit more money now and pay my bills in addition to what I do online, which does make some money now, which is helpful. My website and YouTube channel, Smarter Home Life, all things LED lighting and home automation. But more
can
recently,
you make a phone work to call people? Because apparently that's one of my issues right now.
We can chat about that
it's
offline.
It's too much. It's too much.
Too much.
God damn it.
But even more recently, and I kind of was thinking about this over the past couple weeks, because I don't do that many things truly spontaneously. I was thinking about coming to the show. I just didn't tell you guys.
That's what a surprise
seems
is,
seems spontaneous
Joe.
To
that's
me,
right,
sure.
That's right. And Clayton doesn't like surprises. I'm but not. I have brought not technology this time, and I wanted to say this just like your best friend and mine, Kat Carlson. Two things.
Oh, two things.
By the way, you just got upped in my world because apparently you're now my best friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. One thing.
Now,
whole ass one thing.
last year I brought the LED light, which you've
replicated. Oh, I did, because I've replicated.
That's right, and it looks great.
Menti.
And these, and because
is,
I like the...
Is that the shit that's blinding me?
Yeah, it's the sun that you seem to think you're looking into. These actually are the exact same, because I had... there are 13 I had to buy. I bought a case of 12,
excellent.
And this is 13 lights. So
excellent.
I
no, used it looks, the exact... it looks great.
Because the next thing I'm thinking of doing, I also did some LED bulbs throughout the house.
Oh, cool.
Which are great. You're replacing 100 watts.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking at possibly doing LEDs in the shop, because you did do a fluorescent tube
and if
replacement.
You'd like, actually, if you'd like, I can actually give that to you so you can test it, because I've been trying to find someone.
Oh, I'll
it.
Test.
Yeah. So it's a direct replacement.
But what?
I don't know.
You want to talk about car parts that you know nothing about either?
No.
Light bulbs you understand, Alfie. Come on!
So this time I thought I would bring some fun stuff, and in the idea of holiday eating and snacks, which I know you guys love.
Oh, shit.
I do enjoy snacks.
I took a
and now so, the wedding's over, he can eat again. Al can eat again.
For a minute or two. Now that I found out that
and I
described my...
I'm about to buy a bigger suit. I feel like that's just the way to go.
I brought two of them in case one didn't go over well. Now, one of them is a certain type of snack, perhaps a cookie that you guys have complained about that there are too many varieties of. And I saw this on Amazon, and I thought, maybe.
Are there ducks involved in this at all?
Absolutely not. Right. No ducks, no Swedish, whatever that.
Or pate.
Am I going to need poppers?
So,
doubtful.
Potential snack number
maybe
one.
Later.
Oh, it's an Oreo something.
Is chocolate chip Oreo cookies.
Okay. Never heard of them.
Ooh,
Special Choco. Edition. No, they're special actually, edition. They're Choco. It says Choco.
Choco!
Yeah, okay. They left out the latte.
So there's snack number one.
That scares me if they can't use the actual word chocolate.
Because it's really not. It's like processed cheese.
Now, but snack number two.
C-H-E-Z.
Some mocha choca bullshit Oreos. I love it. I'm
and
excited.
Technically, my two things are two categories. Oh. So I have a second snack and then one more thing to talk about briefly.
So your two things are three things.
Still part of what I wanted to say this week.
Well, who's in charge of math this week? Who's in charge of math?
I was told there would be no math.
Yeah.
So in a very unscientific poll of your season four, one of the best seasons of this show.
Wait, what season are we in?
If you guys don't know, then I don't know.
The season of love.
I think we're season five. Oh. Fuck you. Season five.
This time it's
this
personal.
This time it's personal. Okay.
Electric
Anyways,
Boogaloo.
So through a very unscientific process, I determined that one of your favorite snacks came from episode 231, Chocolate Thunder.
How much free time do you have?
Two months. Why do you think I needed
this
to get another part-time
like an
job?
This is kind of like an in-person cry for help.
In person. 231.
So the question is, were these a very popular
those
favorite
were
snack?
Very
oh, the pretzel
popular.
Crisps, that, yes. I recall. Who
nice.
Brought those at one
My
point?
My good Marnie.
There was a Marnie?
Marnie, yeah.
She's our food curator.
And
oh,
finally.
If she's listening, well, we got food here, Marnie.
Actually, by the way,
we get out of prison.
Here at the fundraiser for Marnie.
By the way, the guy that you saw on the plane, Al, his stripper name, Deep Chocolate Crunch.
Deep Chocolate Crunch. He was Deep Chocolate Crunch.
Al told me a lengthy story about some hot guy on the airplane.
Ooh, did you join the Mile High Club with a black man?
Oh,
atta
I wish.
Girl.
Oh,
atta girl.
From your mouth to God's ears. I mean, we shared a child for 5 hours.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That just doesn't sound right.
All right. I heard it.
We shared it.
My apologies.
Stop. Rewind.
From the back to the middle and around again.
Slip it, reverse it.
Wow.
Do not
just
rub it down.
Just go get a time machine and go back and not say that again.
Dirty, dirty people. Joe, so
wait, still. We haven't even got to your week.
We're going to leave that hanging?
Yes, because it's a teaser for your week. We're still at Joe's.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to come back.
Pull something else out of the bag, monkey boy.
Hey, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Thing number three, and I'm going to direct this at Cat Carlson.
Oh, Jesus. Does it spray?
And if depending on how well your memory is,
it's not always as fun as it sounds.
From earlier this year, because again, I may
is
have had
gift certificate to Great Clips.
I may.
I will cut you, Clayton McKee.
Smart Suit Warehouse.
Again, because I may have had too much time on my hands at one time.
The Sue Sylvester.
Have you had your daily digest yet today of emergency kittens on Twitter?
I have not, no.
You have not? Well, I have a possible replacement.
Is there a kitten in that bag?
Shut
I'm
up,
very concerned.
Shut up, I am too.
There might be something better.
Oh my God. Is it the kitten gate? Is
what
it
exploding
kittens?
Kittens?
Oh
what?
Hooray.
Would exploding kittens
That's
suffice?
For me?
There's a game? There's
it's a
game?
Card game, yeah. For people who are
If you'd like to keep it, it's yours.
Explosions.
I haven't played it that much.
Jesus!
It comes with sound effects. Do it again.
What's it do? That's it. That's a sad kitten.
I have a follow-up question. Why?
But look, the
makers of the oatmeal.
Look at the inside. There's a kitten exploding rainbow out of its mouth.
No, read the cover. Read the cover.
Now, was it punctured by that horn?
So this I actually know more about this than I should.
Oh.
Probably more than I do.
Please let the affiliates know down the line we're going to go late tonight.
Well, because
we listened to you fail to make a phone call for 10 minutes. Settle down.
That was 20 seconds. Calm the fuck down.
Wow. Dateline's going to be here any minute.
I almost shot that out of my nose because I'm waiting for you to get back to the kid you were sharing in a moment.
So very God. Briefly, a
too late.
To make a long story short,
too late.
Too late.
You can't
Next
just...
week on the show with Cat Carlson. Anyway, the exploding kittens game was an internet phenomenon because it raised at the time it raised the most money ever seen through GoFundMe.
Oh,
and so they actually I'm pretty sure it started out as a joke GoFundMe or Kickstarter.
Like
it was a Kickstarter.
Yep.
Yeah, it started out as a joke and then raised like a bazillion dollars. So then they had to actually develop the game.
They had to explode a cat, like finally.
Yeah, it was originally just kind of a bit. They were doing a bit.
Oh, a bit.
Just put an M80 up its ass.
They're gonna do a bit.
Read the cover. That's so funny.
A card game for people who are into kittens and explosions and laser beams and sometimes goats.
I feel like that demographic got smaller and smaller and eventually
and yet
ended.
We still fit into it.
Yeah. Oh. Nope. I'm out on
goats.
Cats.
We lost you on goats.
I was pretty much in on goats.
I was a good cheese board with goat cheese. I mean, then you could be into goats.
Yeah.
That's where I'm
That's
sold.
Fantastic. I'm glad this is here.
There you go.
I love it.
I was scrolling through any little audio clip we had to see if I had something that would complement that, and I don't have one.
Can't think. Maybe
Born Free. It's a litter box.
What is it?
Stop it.
It's a litter box.
Oh, that is scoop and poop.
And there are additional like packs you can buy now. Like,
so
it's an actual card game.
Can either of you briefly summarize the point of the game?
I've never played. I don't know.
To make money on the internet. Yeah.
Right. Well, game's over. Justify their $2 million.
She's got it. That in her hand. Somebody's got $5.
We're done.
Story's over. Winners and losers. You decide.
Pick one.
You decide.
Oh my God, we need this card all the time.
What's it say?
It's called Nope.
Nope.
And the description says, a jack-a-nope bounds into the room, and the player must stop the action of another player, and you can play this at any time.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, like, if somebody starts talking, he's, nope!
I'm going to make a note of that in my pad.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's fantastic. Jason Carlton, my husband, tells a story.
Is your
bag empty?
Yes, we're done.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're done.
These are important questions.
No more things.
Okay, good.
No
bag things. Empty.
I'm done until next year.
We're going to move to the next player on the panel of whose line is it anyway? Jason Carlton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and thank you for having me back. Getting to sit in the
Kitty Carlisle
the
over
other
there.
Lesbian's chair.
You are. Kate, well, you're playing the part of Prisoner Marnie.
I know.
Who we haven't heard shit from.
But her phone
down.
Also known as Al's other twin.
We have no update from her.
No update.
Al's other twin? I'm like, okay,
no,
sorry.
It's because remember the first time I was
Al's twin is Jason, not Marnie.
Yes.
That's what I was like.
I was even confused for just a minute.
Does she know that?
Depends on what camera angle. How do you feel about Cleveland?
No, when you first went to video... on the show, and people were very confused in the chat room, all four of them, deciding, who is that other person that looks like Al, but doesn't sound like a woman?
Oh. And
valid points.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Judge's rule? Fair.
Well played.
She looks a lot like Val, but sounds like a man.
Sounds like a man.
So confused.
Sounds like a man.
A nope ninja delivers a wicked dragon kick.
Anyway. Nope, dragon.
Just like Kat's beginning sentence of what's been on her life, work, sleep, and repeat. It's a good thing to be super busy with work, and that's all I do. I'm gearing up for New Year's Eve, and that's my existence.
Oh, that's right, because
right,
work for you is still all that shit.
It's all that jazz.
Yeah.
Without the spirit fingers, though. It's just...
or the buckle shoes.
Yeah, it's just a lot. So I've just been busy with work.
Father, Dip's not there. There's a lot of things wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Hell, you and I don't even... We got to catch up a little bit the other night, but...
Mm-hmm.
And then Alfred...
And really, catching up was just you telling me how crazy it is for your work.
Yep. So
because I don't have any updates, really.
No. Oh, you had an update of, you know, about the Littles tree. There's a few things in life.
Shit, that crap. Yeah,
you know, being able to buy original GM parts on Amazon.
Oh, that was
exciting. That's exciting, yeah.
Little things in my life that make me excited.
He found everybody, breaking news, yet again.
Don't spoil his story.
No, he won't remember this because it's just an everyday thing.
How will I not remember?
Everyone, Clayton McKee acquired another vacuum.
Oh, I did?
Yes, oh yes.
Is that a surprise?
Dun-dun! That's why I said... He's breaking not going to remember news. Because he... How it's did like I not, it happens every week.
How did I not trip over it on my way in?
Because it's in the other bedroom.
It's in the vacuum
it's
space.
It's in the vacuum room.
Yes.
That's right.
He's going to...
I was going to put a mattress in there, but I thought, no, what will the vacuums do?
No, the mattress is in there, too.
You know, somebody
the old
out there is going to find out that he's into old vacuums, and they're going to contact him because I'm sure there's a vacuum museum or somewhere.
Oh, there is, because he's here.
I've been to it. And you're in it. Tweeted live. Yeah.
Joe, fuck you.
We're broadcasting live.
It's from the vacuum
from the annex in Phoenix.
Vacuum and Lawn Boy Central. No, yeah. Joe was at the at the vacuum museum and sent pictures to me.
Portland, okay. Oregon.
Did your car break down?
It's a very I was
he
visiting.
Flew there.
It's a very
just
small.
Did the plane break down? Do they know they have Uber?
It was Southwest,
why did you
was Whitney Houston on this plane? What happened?
Were you locked with Marnie in a courtyard?
He was in Portland. He was stoned.
Hey, Portland is weird. When in what? Portland, I mean, do weird things. It's a very small part of an actual vacuum
store. Turn down your volume. What would make you go in that?
I just thought it
might be
somewhat
interesting. It said, come here to get sucked.
Yeah, that's again. Yeah. I'll allow it.
While in Portland,
the best place to get sucked.
Oh.
I didn't have luck there actually.
So I texted Ernie, and I said, "How is the prisoner? Here's what I get back. No idea. I'll call and check."
But she's been listening to this show nonstop.
They're all watching to call her, and I'm like, "I'll text the lady friend."
Aaron's waiting for more breaking news on
the
show.
They want me to call her. Let's try it again. Come on.
It went so well the first
time.
Let's see what happens.
Technology.
Let's see if this will work this time. If not,
it's all my fault.
If you don't hear a ring, I think it's done. Right?
It's not. Who knows?
Like,
are we calling Marnie again?
Yeah. We're trying.
Oh, good.
It says it's hooked up.
But shouldn't we already hear it ringing? Like on Dialing for Dollars?
Oh, my God. There she is again. Marnie Ryer. Oh, she hung up. She hung up.
Battery died.
She got bleeped out. She said, fuck you.
She hung up on us again.
What, you guys have ratings now?
Oh, she's not her voicemail. She sent us directly to voicemail.
Because she's out of battery life.
To hell with her.
She's been...
she's waiting in line at the election.
Oh, my God. Mom Pussy talks.
At some point,
we're gonna have to record that.
We have to isolate that.
Can we
sound.
Do that?
Yes. Yeah, not right now. We have other
I'm
things.
Sure you can find a sound bite of.
Right, but we want that exact one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I need that exact one.
Even online, you might be able to find Exploding Kitten sound bite.
Oh, I could.
Exploding
Kitten
reviews.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Dear
that,
Google.
That's like Ass Clown. I say, tread lightly.
Blue waffle. But calm down. Oh, calm down.
Googling
not blueberry
kitten,
waffles.
Maybe.
Blue waffle.
Maybe.
Huge difference.
Marn, we're texting you, Marnie.
You think she's listening?
We would like a prison update. Please send us a text or picture, as calling does not work. Thank you. Talk to text. There we go. Carlton?
Yes. Work, sleep. I've been under the weather, but now better. Wine
now you're
helps.
Better.
Wine
yeah.
helps.
Wine, oh, sure, wine helps.
Yeah. And then Tylenol PM.
Al, in fact, here. Was trying to nurse a cold and feed a fever the other day. Last night when we were walking through Target, you were looking for Benadryl.
Oh, that's just asleep.
Oh.
That's what I said, because we were in the allergy section, and I'm like, I don't actually have any fucking allergies. I want Benadryl. Because they were selling, like, one of those ones that really works for allergies for, like, $23 with a box of pills. I'm like, oh, no, kids. I'm talking, like, a penny a pill here.
Yeah, and you can get the off-brand, and it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's what he did. Did you use your
up and up.
Your bleach and white and oxy this and do that?
I certainly did.
And how did that all work out?
It worked really well. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I...
Why, did you have some shit stains from too much drinking in the East Coast?
Mild fecal incontinence was a part of my travels.
It's like, God damn it, I got to bleach my undies.
No, he was watching his sister do whites back home, and he decided that he wanted to do the same.
Oh.
High quality whitage.
Yeah. Oh. And but
typically you don't like to do whites.
Yeah, no, I usually steer clear.
You're looking for the dark chocolate crunch.
Yeah, exactly. The thunder
from down under.
So,
did somebody say
somebody
Mad
was
Dingo?
Talking, and I have to keep my. I have a front loader. The rear loader's kind of in the fritz. So
back door.
So I leave it open all the time, and then I've noticed that everything is kind of getting dingy, and I realize.
Sure, he doesn't. It just keeps getting worse and worse. I keep my back door open,
and we still
because it's getting a little dingy. You should
close it.
We
sometimes.
Still don't know what happened with that poor kid
that you shared with the black man.
So
push it away. You're still on video, honey. It doesn't matter. You're involved.
Exactly.
Oh my God!
Tap, don't shoot.
Tap me out. Tap me out. So I realized that to keep the washer from mildewing and everything, I leave it open all the time. So it probably is dusty. So I
we've become the Martha Stewart. I know my shows now.
So I cleaned it out, and then I did whites with like these bleach bombs, and holy shit, life is better. But so I was out of town. I have been in Western
New York.
I heard
bleach backdoor and dusty dusty muffin. That's all I
and
got.
It's a
out
dusty
of the whole thing.
Muffin. It really, really is a good time to check out with those three phrases. That's like the three locks to get out, and dusty muffin seals the deal. I'm gone.
Dusty muffin for a win.
Dusty barrel, dusty whatever it's called. So went home for a niece's wedding. It was absolutely beautiful in the frozen tundra of downtown Buffalo, which if you're traveling in the Buffalo area, a lot going on in downtown was really, really
bustling.
Very nice. Yeah, lots of stuff to do like within walking distance. I was kind of near the theater district, and my niece got married in an old church that they have turned into like a concert hall, so it's kind of gothic. Kind of a gothic place, and she did a gothic light wedding. You know what I mean? Like
gothic light.
There was no beheadings or anything, but you know, like the colors were darker. It was all with the dark stained glass. It was a very beautiful venue. Great wedding.
Goat's
all the girls,
blood, yay or nay?
No, the goat's blood was optional.
Fair.
I went in the other door. I chose door number two.
That's back what the
door.
Child on the plane was for.
I took the goat cheese.
Blood of a virgin child.
So, I mean, it was really fun, but it was fucking freezing. And the first night in town, I had a couple drinks at this place called the Chocolate Bar that I kept going back to every 5 minutes.
I saw that.
And
because it was in the fucking lobby of your hotel.
Yes. But so I went down there. I had a couple of martinis, made friends with someone who turns out was like a friend of a friend because the world is that small. And then I was buzzed enough to go for a walk. On what I thought was going to be the coldest night of my journey.
Joey, top line.
I did spend 98 of my time at Chocolate. So I went for a walk in downtown Buffalo, kind of like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night on a weeknight. So not no nightlife going on. And I was like, you know, is it safe to walk? I want to see where the bar that I grew up in, the bar that I went to when I was young, and I really did kind of grow up there when sure. I came out and stuff. I wanted to see like where that location was. Because I know the bar is not there anymore, but I want to see like the space and see what's done with it because it's in the theater district and stuff. So I walked. They're like, it's okay, just don't walk towards like Lafayette. They said, don't walk towards Lafayette Square. If you head that way, you're going the wrong way. Well, I'm walking and walking and walking and kind of drunk and kind of cold and like
look
laughing.
Here, Lafayette Square.
Yeah, no, it was like next turn. I'm like, fuck. So I had to walk all the way back, and it was fun. And as far as I can tell, and I did some Googling, but I never went back to the actual address. I think they turned the gay bar into a really nice police station, which
oh,
I like
very nice.
The irony of. And then it was a fun week with my sisters and my family in Grand Island and Niagara Falls, and so motherfucking cold. And I just found my real jackets today. I brought like a light overcoat that really does nothing because I couldn't. I was packing at the last minute. I was like, oh, that's the coat I meant. It wasn't. Oh, I have like a shell and then an outer layer of a real winter like ski coat that I found today. I'm like, well, that's helpful to find it the fuck today.
When
so
it
one
was
day,
74 degrees outside.
Yeah, so I was walking down the street walking my sister's dog, and I actually on the island. Surrounded by ice cold water with the breeze coming in, was trying to calculate like how soon I would be dead of hypothermia. And I mean this legitimately. Like I was like, I'm starting to go numb. Like the extremities are going. And I might as well be naked. I had like three shirts on, a jacket, scarf, hat, gloves, wool socks, but you know, Arizona wool. Cotton.
Silk.
Polyester.
Wow.
And it was...
We're so deep in euphemisms, I don't even know where
so
to go.
Wrong. But it's funny, and then the last night that I was in Buffalo, I met Joey from Canada. He crossed over the border. Oh, and then the story that I promised you about cars.
You guys have been meeting all your fans.
I
lately.
Know, I'm on yeah. a national tour, internationally.
You're basically Trump.
You get to have meetups.
Basically, it's the thank
it's
you
a thank
tour.
You tour.
With a chocolate martini that I didn't drink.
And apparently a little kid.
So we sit down at the... We pick a table by the window, and I just asked where he parked because the hotel is... This was like the lobby bar for the hotel. Not really. They weren't really associated. But they had a door, so I never had to go outside. I could go from like
so
Mexican
nice.
Restaurant to Ted's Charcoal Hots to Chocolate Bar without ever hitting the street and working in the corner. Fenstitution.
Sure. Right.
That's the other word. Did I write that down? Damn it, I did.
Okay.
So we speak a table by the window, and I just say to Joey, because I know he drives a truck, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. so where'd you park? And he points out the window and he says, that's my car. Well, in my usual way of paying attention to someone telling me what they drive, I just looked out the window, picked a car at random, and decided that was
his car.
So about an hour later, somebody gets in that car and drives away. And it's a bad neighborhood, but I was having a charming time. So I'm like, well, I guess he can find that out later when it's time to move the car.
You're a bitch.
So then we're leaving there. I'm like, so like, where is your car? And he's like, oh, it's right there. And it was a completely different car. I'm like, oh, thank God, because the one that I thought you drove here was stolen about an hour ago.
That's fucked up. I was going to say, this just in, Marnie Ryer has sent us a picture of her. Who is apparently locked in.
Oh, Marnie.
She's locked up. Aaron, this is for you, honey, if you're watching. Oh, if you're still watching.
Call for help.
She's
Ernie's
there.
She's a lucky girl.
She's there. Why?
Just, it's a nice tile.
Marnie gets stuck in the nice places. That's why.
She gets the best. Oh, the best, Jesus. The best.
So then the last thing we did for the week was we had our family Christmas party with all the nieces and nephews and the old ladies that are still ambulatory that can make it. Because now everybody's turning 89 at a brisk clip. And yes. It turned out to be so much fun. And at one point, a bullhorn came out, which my family is... I'm the quiet one in my family. Like,
sure.
They're a loud group.
Like you are.
And a bullhorn came out, and it got out of control, hysterical. And we couldn't get the videos going, because like, the stuff just happened with the bullhorn way too fast for any kind of planning.
You know how bullhorns go.
Like, it goes,
it just happens so fast.
I understand.
One time you
I was shouting at people from a nap from a normal voice for no reason.
So, of course, then...
What are you doing, people? What are you doing?
I maybe had a turn at the bullhorn.
Oh, no.
Because I was just...
Not a good idea.
Oh, no. I was enjoying how much the...
you were enjoying.
One of the ladies from the neighborhood, one of she's in her 80s, and one the what-the-fuck Alfie, the one that's always swearing and yelling. Right. We gave her the bullhorn for something with prizes, and she's just talking into it like she's not using it bullhorn style. She's just, like, telling you about her day through a bullhorn.
I think I may have just found the name of the show, Bullhorn Style. I was going to call it Marnie's Lockup, but now it's going to be called Bullhorn Style.
Wait, but I do have a charming photo of this to send. So
send it to somebody.
Send it to somebody. I'm sure there's someone that cares.
Somebody. I'm sure they are.
So I just took the bullhorn and started doing all of the things that she used to scream at us over the phone, because she would work in the afternoon and call and yell at like our instructions during the day.
Yeah.
So I was just standing there like, it was craziness, but I'll send it to you and you can put it up. And it's one of my favorite people in the world. And we gave her a bullhorn, and I can't imagine that we waited that long in a family party to
break out the bullhorn.
Break out a bullhorn. I feel like we've wasted 48 years of parties at this point.
My goodness.
So it was a really fun
trip.
How
will you live?
So cold.
You did post some really nice photos.
And people were like, oh, were you at the falls for a long time? 15 minutes.
Some of them, your thumb wasn't even in at all.
Right. I did not know how to do a selfie.
Were you at the falls at night? Because I can't recall. Because apparently they installed a whole new lighting system for the nighttime.
It's always night. I posted some pictures.
It's always
night. Well, that's true. It's very dark.
It was either dark gray or light gray. Those are your two choices.
What's a good picture you sent? Stand by.
It's very loud there.
Yeah, it's very loud.
How you are.
So I went down there.
Are you in the night?
And I knew if I went on the island that's between the Horseshoe Falls and the American Falls, like there's some places that I usually like to take pictures. It's kind of pretty. So I went out, but I wanted to show the frozen trees, because that's my favorite thing. So I get out of the car, and I'm like, oh, shit, nothing's frozen. So I went down, I looked at some stuff, and then we saw a truck coming by. And
was
one
it
of the
Joey?
Yeah, one of the, yeah, so Joey comes out of the truck.
BJ and the Bear?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, they're salting this sidewalk. Like, isn't that so cute? And it's not even icy. So I turn the corner and go up the river. There's Angeline with the bullhorn. Just perfect, isn't it?
That cracks me up. Because I think that's what you're going to look like eventually. You realize that. When you let your hair grow back.
That's my role model. Exactly.
Is this what the fuck, Alfie?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Two things.
Now we put a picture to her.
was this battery operated or otherwise electronically amplified?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Bullhorns are.
Number two, do we know where they got it? Because I feel like I need one.
It's a red one. Stylish.
I want one too. I spent a good long time and then my sister called
I'm going on Amazon.
The
right
end
now.
Of the night is everything's petering out. My sister is yelling out bingo numbers through it in her tiny kitchen.
There
so
may
it's
have been
basically
alcohol.
Me after hours with karaoke mic still live.
Still live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Just nobody in the bar going, B42.
That's
B42. And then just cracking up for no reason.
That's pretty much it.
That's about it.
So the salt truck's going, I think it's optimistic. And I turn and walk upriver because at this point I'm like looking right at Canada. So I turn around and
it's
face
not a metaphor.
No,
Canada. Not
and,
a metaphor.
And face the river. And all of a sudden it's just ice everywhere and completely frozen. And you can't walk any further because it's just frozen solid. The ground is frozen. The trees are frozen. The grass was frozen.
I just had a flashback.
Let
remember
it go.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that really hot guy from that we became friends with at BS and we called him Canada?
Oh, David Hudson.
No, the different one. This was pre-David Hudson and he was dull, but super hot. And he was from Canada.
It's ringing a bell.
I can hear
I
the bell.
Yes.
But he was really, really hot. I can't remember his name right now. And you know how much that bothers me.
Yeah, Debbie said it. They got it at Penny's, like JCPenney's.
Penny's?
I know. Who knew that kind of goodness was going on?
I'm sure I can get one on Amazon.
I've just added one to my wish list. It's $11.18 on Amazon.
Delivery in 2 days.
In stock.
Can you get it red?
You wait
Christmas.
2 days.
Can you get it in red?
It's red and white.
can you get it in red? Because it's kind of red.
Is it a jackal?
I'm putting it on my Christmas list right now.
We're combining it with a couple other things.
I have red. You know what I love about hookers now? Or, you know, whatever.
Are they on Amazon?
I bet you can.
Yeah,
I bet you. 2 days.
One hour express.
What just happened?
They're delivered by drones.
But so, like, there's certain porn stars that I follow on, like, their social media and stuff.
How do we get from my megaphone to
because
hookers for you?
You do that, too?
How the fuck did
it's
we
a,
get there?
It's no, a battery-operated device.
Yes, you were talking about your wish list, or you can put a list on
that
Amazon of
fair.
Things that you want.
Yes.
And then the whole world can see.
So you can put porn stars on your wish list?
No, I'm going
I'm sorry,
with this.
I'm reading Wait, ahead.
I'm looking
sorry.
On Amazon right
on
now.
On Instagram.
I feel bad.
But if you follow porn stars or you follow like Jason Medina, which I'm sure you know who that is. You can,
he might.
Yeah, he might. So the thing is Jason Medina, you can go and view his wish list on Amazon, and you can purchase items
for him.
That
it'll
person.
Ship right to
and
them.
And it will
yeah.
ship
nice.
To them.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes,
you
so porn star, like
presents.
All kinds
no,
of people.
No, fuck that. I can get my own wish list. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah,
that's
right.
what I got out of the story.
For the show.
I
but nobody's going to buy it for you.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know. You don't know me.
Oh.
You don't know.
Well, that turned ugly. So I said...
the lovely people in the chat room, my
yes.
friend.
Four so, people can monitor. I'll send
so
links to
it. I sent a couple pictures for people to peruse at their leisure of
pictures.
The trip, but it was a lot of fun, and you can get a bullhorn at JCPenney. So that's pretty much the highlights. So if you can imagine my fucking loud family with a bullhorn.
Oh.
Delightful.
I'm excited.
That's like imagining my family without a cocktail at a gathering.
That didn't happen either.
No.
No.
That's not a thing.
Not happening.
There was we underguessed on the wine. I have to tell you.
I
personally undersold on
I'm happy my cousin moved into a new house in Chandler. And
hey, Don.
I was kind of baffled because I had only been to this house a few times before. It was still in the family home, but
and the grand staircase.
This it does have a grand staircase. But there's also a bar in every room.
Shocking! It's a Carlton house.
It literally there's a wet bar. There's
instead of a fireplace, it's a bar instead.
There's bars and fireplaces in like every room. But one room is literally it's not just the man cave. It's the party room, and it has a full size bar with bar stools in the whole nine yards.
Does it come with a bartender?
Well, that's why they invite me over.
Oh, okay.
He's not only a family member; he's also a mixologist.
Yep.
You're so dreamy.
Thanks.
Yeah. I played bartender at the Christmas party, and I threw a couple cousins under el bus.
Yeah,
el buso.
Did I make that too strong? Oh, so sorry.
And the best part was I took down a lesbian.
I know. In all my years of bartending, people thought I liked them more because I poured it strong. No, it's
no.
because I wanted to get you out of there faster.
How quickly can I shut
okay,
you up?
That can't go along with my story. That was that's not where my story was going. But
we have a Lucindo your story.
Oh,
we have to...
Yeah, we still got. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's still about the child fucking.
Dateline's still knocking.
Yeah, Chris Hansen's on the phone. He's making cookies.
Marty Ryan.
Still haven't figured out how we share children.
Heard from Marty yet?
So somebody told me about this drink. It's champagne, vodka, and a splash of cranberry called a poinsettia.
It's delightful.
It's delightful.
Not
so like, I was making
the flour.
It half. No, because that's the ugliest thing in the world.
Right.
And poisonous.
Poinsettias make me hate Christmas more than just about anything else.
Terrible.
So
they're a hate crime.
Getting on the plane. I just decided it's going to be a full flight. I'll go all the way to the back of the plane, like I always do. Take the last row.
The back of the
bathroom.
Bus, of course.
Yeah.
Because she knows that she'll find a black.
He's going to Rosa Parks it all the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. She's like, where can I find the closest black man? Back of the bus.
This is not how any of this is intended.
It's not how any of this works.
You were twisted, my words. So anyways, I go to the back because then I can...
You like things twisted.
I know, but I want... No.
Speaking of twisted, pretzel.
Nor bent. No, thank you. One more thing in my mouth and I'm dead.
Really? Is that where the story's
That's
going?
What she said.
Then his love life ended immediately.
So I walk towards the back aisle of plane because nobody ever wants that seat. It doesn't recline, but it's by the bathroom for me. So I walk up and I see...
Because she has the continence of Sophia from Golden Girls.
Just watch this show. I pee like 18 times during this. So I see this really good-looking, big, big black guy, like, sitting with no one in between. And so I'm like, oh, well, even... Rise.
Well, hello.
So
sir.
I go back and go to sit down.
It was
and all
like
of a sudden,
on Oprah's list of holiday things, and she won.
Oh, I did. So I go, and then of course, as soon as I get to the seat, I realize there's like a 4 or 5 year old child in the middle seat that he's traveling with. So he's like, "You're gonna be sitting next to a kid for the whole flight." And I'm like, "It's all right." So
we can share.
That's an odd response.
I can look right above him, right into your eyes, buddy. So he sat there, and this kid was a little busy, but I had so much, like, so many layers of clothing on that at one point I dozed off, and they were both hitting me so they could go pee, and I couldn't feel it through how many layers of clothing I had on. And I had my headphones on. But so this kid was, like, playing between the two seats, so once I took the headphones off, then he and I had, and he thought, oh my god, their dark chocolate voice, too. I was done. And, So I was like, and they were talking about going to see
Mama. Can you hear me?
They're talking about going to see. They're talking about going to see the kid's mother in Las Vegas, but nobody said wife. So I was like, so the kid comes back from the bathroom first. I wanted to be like, so do Mommy and Daddy live separately? And how do you feel about spending like 18 years with Mommy till I'm done with Daddy?
You can call me Mama if you want to.
Oh. No, you can't.
I'm Val. That's what
you're not bringing me up to the kid's therapist later. Nah. But it was really funny.
Oh, is that true? Alan Thicke died? I hope.
Yes.
It's coming up in entertainment, people.
Breaking news in entertainment.
Spoiler alert.
And Don in New York City, while we were away, Pat McCrory finally conceded the North Carolina
election. Yes, he
election.
Did.
Finally.
It took a long, long time. But so the...
Don in North Carolina. Ooh, a little Jason Medina thing. We may have to talk.
I have a personal story for whenever the politics segment comes up.
Well, there is no official politics. I mean, it's called Two Things with Kat Carlson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Be ready.
Maybe I'll just be at
so
the
now,
end of that.
There's
now
a new
that
intro.
We're 7 hours in, what'd you do?
Jesus. Oh my god, we're still on this show.
Yeah, we are. We're in the first segment of the goddamn show, and Marty's still in prison.
I'm glad I didn't prepare.
Rainbow Sprite
Wait,
opened up
you
the
do
whole
prepare?
Santa pouch.
No.
Never.
Never. It's never happened.
Rainbow Sprite. Shut
Is that
up.
Zima with Skittles? or something?
I don't even know if I'm using that correctly.
Who cares? There's Rainbow and Sprite.
Rainbow
Ball.
Sprite, yeah.
Oh, Bright. Sprite. I was thinking the Sprite. Never mind. Rainbow Bright.
Right.
It's because you drink your whiskey.
I am.
Canadian whiskey with Sprite.
Fucking
yes.
Canadians.
Seven. Fucking vodka Canadians. Or Crown Seven. Decided to get a new bed.
You
got a new bed.
A
it's
refill?
Installed. Remodeled the bedroom. That's all good. Realized,
thank God your husband's here.
Realized that
what
the,
would I do without you?
The biggest thing with being a Amazon Prime subscriber is now my back patio looks like I'm opening a recycling company because there are boxes everywhere. Every little thing that they send you has four little air-filled pockets and a box with tape about the Echo, that device that talks to you.
Some of them are like a tiny little thing in a gigantic box.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I got a bunch of boxes and that fucking...
They don't employ the most smartest people there.
Well, and
did you get an Echo yet?
No, I don't want an Echo.
Oh.
I don't. I talk to myself enough in this house. I don't think I need to get anything else that talks back to me.
You could talk
well, the
to
cats
your
talk. So then all of a sudden, they'd be ordering all kinds of shit.
You know what they say? They say this. I love it when you're on cue. Kat Carlson on cue, ladies and gentlemen.
That seemed rehearsed.
We're going to do a bit.
She just got the box, and we are doing a bit later. Stand by.
I've been worried for almost an hour.
Crime scene footage?
So, no, it's not that one. Okay. That takes more people. And Marty's not here.
That takes crimes. Live.
That actually takes crimes.
Oh. God damn it.
I've been planning to bring that for forever. Since I talked about it about a year ago.
I don't remember this discussion.
Episode number, I don't know, sometime in January.
Who knows?
It was on repeat.
So, again, bedroom might remodel, that it's all fun, just different things. Beautiful weather, planting plants outside, because you can do that in Arizona in the winter, or even though we're not officially in winter yet. Who's doing that? What was that?
Do you like your new bed, though? That's the question.
So far, we're two or three nights in.
Okay.
So far, yes. They got the reason that
this
the other mattress...
This is Tuft & Needle, right?
It is a Tuft & Needle bed with a brand new platform bed involved.
Not a sponsor.
The cats do not know what to do because there's a lot of room now because I went from a queen-size bed to a king. They really freaked out because they like literally got up there and looked around like there was acreage that they could roam in. It's just different for them. But no, so far so good. It feels lovely. Back is fine. But then again, I went to my... Al and I have the same masseuse that at Massage Envy, which he's adorable. He's charming. But God damn, does he... It's cruel to be kind. He just... He causes severe pain, but it's good when it's...
He's all, nice to me.
No. Joey, we burnt those bridges with Wendy's, so sorry.
The chat room, as usual, is in their own little world.
No, you need to find that online, and you need to play that
snippet.
I can't
believe you don't have that up.
What?
Talking about a week. I burnt some bridges at Wendy's.
Wendy's, gotta go to McDonald's.
Burnt some bridges.
You too.
Right.
So anyway, it was a good week overall. Glad we're all
Al
back.
And I live in our own little
I've
world.
Got other things that I'm working on. Technically, that all is always trying to work out and figure out. But other than that, we seem to be still alive here in the last month of this year. And I'm glad that we've only got a few shows left of the year. Then we start fresh
new. You're hearing all this too, right?
Who cares? Fuck it.
What's that? No,
you are the one that wanted me to drink tonight in the show. I don't need your shit.
It's glad to see the shrr.
By the way, the drinking word has not been established yet, but it's going to be in just a minute. It's Q Talk America, and right now we're the only thing on it.
I'm here because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.
Again, I hate when it does that.
Technical.
That is a technical
stomach. Are you that?
Huh?
Are you it?
What?
You were like, I hate when it does that. I'm like, so are you it or are
no,
you
it does that?
That.
No, I had it all set up and I had it was going to play something else other than that, than this.
I'm here because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.
Because I've been laughing at that for fucking since Saturday Night Live played it because it was so funny.
Clayton, I just noticed you actually have extend modules or module, and that's really cool. A little one over there.
Okay, play your
what
sound.
In the fuck are you talking about?
A little on off or dimmer module thing sitting over there. It's in your house. You should know what it is.
I can't.
That's not fair.
I can't. I can't.
It's very exciting.
I don't know who all the hostages are in my house.
Because I can't see it from where I am right now. So
I'm going to take a picture for you.
We're going to do this and see how this works out. Come on. Here
the
we
people
go.
That are drawing swastikers saying, "Hi, Hitler," get offended when you call them Nazis. What the hell?
You're listening to Q Talk America.
What's this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, I felt like the fucking Canadians was going to turn into a hate crime soon, so I've changed it to nope.
Nope.
Because I feel like we can get that one used. But it is like funny it. How when you go to Niagara Falls and they blame everything on Canadians.
Like I said yesterday, it's like they blame everything on Mexicans here.
Yeah.
No justification. Did I just hear a cat? Is
that
your
that
box?
That was real. No, her box is closed.
Or is that one of my cats?
Strangely, her box
no,
is
No, I
open.
Was getting out the nope cards.
Oh, no, I thought there was one of my cats screaming at me for something that I distinctly told them before the show, leave me alone for the show because you've been fed.
Listen, Marty.
Do they?
I had a conference. Had a conference.
We had a production meeting.
So, nope. All right.
No.
So,
that's nope. That is the drinking. That's
if you
the
need
name.
To play the card.
Here, does everyone need free. A card? Everyone should have
oh,
a nope card.
No.
Thank you. I don't need one.
Give one to the husband.
Oh, yes.
I do.
I have enough.
Boom. There's mine. Red. Oh, do I have to hold something
it's
up?
Like soccer. It's like soccer.
Red card.
Nope.
That seems,
nope.
Nope.
That seems
nope.
like a. Long,
oh, but Marty's not here
journey.
With the series.
What soccer players are hot?
No, you literally have things to
well,
hold
I have
up for
I have five things that
okay.
we can do, but
that'll be lovely. Let's
well,
do
we,
that.
We have no choice because that's what we're gonna do.
All right.
Two plus.
I'll do. I'll, I have none. I'll do the one that's not new. The one that's. I'll put it in news. So I'll do the last one.
I'm sure. I'm sure that sounded whatever you want to do, Al.
Yeah. I don't know what it said either.
I don't need. I don't know either. Where are we going? What are we doing? I gotta do this. We gotta do these things that happen like this, and it goes like this. Headlines! Good God, here we are. It's a Tuesday night. You're in Studio C, and you're a prisoner, just like Marnie, at 3rd and McDowell in downtown Phoenix. Here we go. Ditto to what they did. That Santa isn't real. How to blow $1.5 million. Fisher Price's Happy Hour playset. Forget the Yule log. Here's a dumpster fire.
Marathon runner gets lost for 12 hours, and Cindy Brady is a cunt.
These stories and something from Kat Carlson, I'm sure, coming up next on Q Talk America.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Yeah.
Tonight will be the second time we get to hear Kat's new theme music. That'll be
I
exciting
love my
for
new
everybody.
Theme music.
Oh, I enjoyed that too.
It'd be exciting.
You're so...
No.
No.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet.
No, I haven't.
You,
it's wonderful.
It was exciting. And it will be more exciting.
Pew, pew, put, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Different. Not the same. What's cute? Oh, we're going to keep this. Here's a picture. Well, a suburban Detroit family is conceding that they can't match the neighbor's holiday display whatsoever. So the Detroit News reporting that Jamie Kelly used a plywood sign and a few strings of white lights to form the word ditto with an arrow pointing toward the home next door to herself in Westland. Here's a picture. Here's a picture of the front of their house. The 34-year-old says her family started doing its own light display, but realized that their creation would not compare, would, quote, not measure up.
That's fantastic.
To the Kelly's neighbors that have an elaborate display, including a reindeer, a large snow globe, and a huge bear on the roof. Kelly says that she got the idea for her display from an online story that had happened years ago. But I think that's funny. We're just going to give up. We're going to point to them. We're going to do the same. Kat, is that what your house looks like or no?
Yes.
Ditto.
I'm the ditto house.
You should have gone with nope.
Nope.
Oh. Nope.
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 Oh, Al, do you want to tell one of your charming stories?
Okay, so this is a great Florida. Florida is in the news.
Florida!
Florida makes it in the news, and it's, I had to Google this separately.
Did we lose Joe?
He said, authorities, you know what he said, nope, I'm out.
I'm out.
Authorities say a 53-year-old Florida man faces charges after he extracted 10 teeth without anesthetic and made dentures during house calls to save people money. The Brandenton Herald reports Robert Robbie Rhinelander claimed he was a dentist in South Carolina before moving to Florida. He was arrested Wednesday on a charge of practicing dentistry without a license. A couple told a Manatee County... It seems like it all goes wrong in Manatee County. Sheriff's detective in September that Rhinelander extracted the woman's tooth, leaving a tooth fragment that caused medical problems. When they reached Rhinelander, they found
Other tooth?
He wasn't a dentist.
Wait, so Robbie Rhinelander is doing dirty dancing dentistry? That's what's happening?
What was the thing? Teresa told the teacher that the preacher didn't touch her. That was her vocal warm-up.
Do it again.
Teresa told the teacher that the preacher didn't touch her.
Teresa told the teacher that the preacher didn't touch her. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
And she was doing it like unique New York. I can't do that one, but I can get the preacher and the teacher. So he was arrested after an undercover detective arranged to meet him for dental work. Jail records don't indicate whether Rhinelander, I thought it said was a lawyer, but it says has a lawyer.
Has a lawyer.
Oh. Records show Rhinelander was licensed as a dental technician in South Carolina between 2004 and 2006, which means he could probably make dentures or make the molds, but just...
You can't extract teeth.
And I'm reminded of a holiday story, strangely, by this, because I watched Elf the other night. And because everything that... what is her name? Amy?
Poehler.
Nope.
Schumer.
Reinhold.
Sedaris.
Adams.
Amy Sedaris plays the secretary. And so there's a scene where, like, there's a conversation going on in the forefront, but all you hear is her on the phone, and she goes, "I don't know, Sally. I've never declawed kittens. How many of them are there? 13. I don't know. I have to be at a dinner by 8. I guess just bring them to the camp this weekend." So if you ever watch Elf, just keep your eye on Amy Sedaris and the conversation that she has. It's not the point to the scene, and I don't think you're even supposed to know what
throwaway.
She's saying.
It's a throwaway.
But it is one of the funniest lines.
Just bring him to camp.
I've never declawed cats. How many?
Cat, you missed a sound effect opportunity.
Well, I wish there was a way to do this sadder. Like,
once the battery starts to wear out.
The preacher didn't touch her because he couldn't reach her.
He's going to be dead by tonight. Jaina.
Every time we go to cat, I'm just going to hear that fucking meow.
And now an exploding cat.
And now a midget.
In a bikini.
Don't show us that. All right, tell your story.
Fuck you. Like, that was a toss. Just tell your story. Shut up. A real-life Grinch sparked outrage among parents at a Texas mall when he took it upon himself to announce to the line of children who were anxiously awaiting to meet Santa Claus. Well, evangelical pastor David Grisham filmed himself pulling off the stunt at Amarillo's Westgate Mall in an effort to teach kids that Christmas is about Jesus Christ and not Santa. Then he posted it on Facebook on Saturday. He says, quote, "Kids, I want to tell you today, wait a minute. That's you. That's your line.
Oh, my God.
Go to it. Stand by. No. That's not your line. I'll point to you. Are you ready? Tell me when you're ready.
You're pointing at it now.
Well, I'm pointing at it. Stand
by. I'm ready.
Okay, hold. Kids, I want to tell you today that there's no such thing as Santa Claus. He heard hollering while walking alongside the long line of kids and their parents.
The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit, dressed like Santa. But Santa does not exist.
He continued, "Santa's not real." See, that was our bit. That was our bit we were going to do. Santa's not real.
Glad to be on the other side of that.
Parents.
Calm down, Susan Lucci.
Parents, all you need to do is, parents need to stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa is real when in fact he is not. Most people in line can be seen keeping their backs to him, but eventually, several parents got pissed.
You sit on a throne of lies!
Seriously.
One upset man turns around and tells him, "Look, I got kids over here. We don't need you coming over here and blabbing whatever the hell you're blabbing." At one point, Grisham claims to have been assaulted by a parent who placed his hand on him. On the mall's Facebook page, several people expressed their outrage over Grisham's behavior and asked him to be banned from the mall. Westgate Mall acknowledged Grisham's behavior in a statement sent to the Huffington Post on Sunday, which said, "We want everyone at our shopping center to have an enjoyable experience. All of the shoppers are expected to follow our code of conduct and will be asked to leave our premises if they don't follow the rules. The mall's code of conduct, which can be found online, prohibits any kind of behavior that disturbs the peace, including annoying other people.
So I can't go to the mall.
Yeah, Al's out.
Whether Grisham knows it or not, historians say the character of Santa Claus, as we know him today, is based off a Christian saint, Saint Nicholas, who generously awarded children, generosity towards children as a Greek bishop led to him being declared a patron saint of children.
Santa didn't used to do anything.
No.
I'm just fucking with you.
However, don't forget this.
Santa just is white.
Okay, so if I can make a suggestion.
By all means.
One of the best things to listen to any year.
Oh, Little Elf.
Yes. Well, first is David Sedaris, My Name is Crumpet, Damn It, whatever that's called, chronicling his tales of being an elf at Macy's department store, which is truly one of the funniest things you will ever listen to. But then in one of his later books, he has something called Dutch Christmas, where he describes how, like, he has the, because one of his things to learn about other cultures is for them to say about Christmas. So he talks about how Saint Nicholas, an old bishop from Turkey, comes to Amsterdam on the 6th of December with 6 or 7 black men that used to be slaves but are now referred to as friends. And he'll either leave presents in their shoes or he will kidnap and beat them. And just his description of this holiday is absolutely hysterical. And when they tell him in their Amsterdamian, what is that language they're speaking?
Dutch.
So as they're speaking Dutch to him, he's like, I misunderstood. He's like, but Santa didn't used to do anything. But when you're on your drives, find it. It's called Dutch... A Dutch Christmas by David Sedaris. It's about 7 minutes long, and you are going to pee your fucking pants.
Can I just make an observation right quick?
What?
You are keeping that jug of lotion pretty close for some reason.
My skin is so... since I got that... Seriously, I have shriveled up like a raisin.
He was thinking about that.
I'm a rehydrated story raisin again. At this point.
Not okay.
No. Stop.
Two things.
This is not hand sanitizer.
Number one.
No, well, that's over here.
Oh, okay.
In the economy size, I'm like, how much sanitization needs to go on?
You never know.
No, I mean,
you have to be prepared.
But my skin was I just could not drink enough water. Like, I'm actually completely full because I just can't get enough water or champagne in my mouth. And my skin
would an IV
is so
be helpful?
Dry since I've been back.
Yeah, but the bubbles are uncomfortable going through the IV.
Oh, that's
so.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Possibly
maybe
deadly.
Maybe this would be a
potato. Potato.
Maybe a patch.
Potato.
Will they eventually work themselves out without dying?
Yes, it takes a lot of air.
I'm just asking for a friend.
For a friend.
traditional
so I sit
spelling.
Here with this empty syringe ready to plunge.
Well, just
in.
Make them uncomfortable.
Find a vein.
Or will it
find
kill
a vein.
Them?
Come on. Grab the ball. When a banking glitch accidentally granted an Australian law student massive overdraft privileges.
Did you say a bacon glitch?
A baking glitch. Banking.
Yes.
Traditional spelling. A banking glitch accidentally granted an Australian law student.
Teresa told the teacher that the preacher didn't touch her.
Yeah, how's that little black kid doing? Shut up. He apparently had massive overdraft privileges. He did what he thought anyone else in his shoes would do, so he spent money like crazy. Luke Moore breezed through $1.5 million.
That's a lot of overdraft.
On sports cars, boats, luxury vacations, and strippers. But the law...
Because those can't be repoed.
The law...
those are memories you can cherish.
The law finally caught up with him, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison for fraud for spending the money from St. George Bank in Australia. But he's free today, just 5 months after being behind bars, thanks to the Supreme Court of New South Wales ruling that he didn't do anything deceptive. Quote, it's in plain that Mr. Moore behaved not only extremely foolishly, but also dishonestly. He continued to borrow and consume funds knowing that he had no realistic prospect of repaying them and appreciating that there was a mistake in the bank's systems, the court concluded in its ruling. However, the court added, there is nothing to suggest that Mr. Moore represented to anyone that his account with St. George was not overdrawn. And even if he did, St. George at all times knew the truth of the matter, which was that it had lent him a large amount of money. Moore, who is 29, told the Huffington Post, quote, I'm thrilled with the verdict. I have had my moment in the sun. I've lived the high life for a bit, and I've had my 15 minutes of fame. Now I just want to concentrate on my studies, leading a normal life, and doing what I can to make the world a better place. He stumbled into his good fortune when he opened a new account back in 2010, and a computer glitch allowed him to overdraw his funds up to $1.5 million.
I mean, how do you find out where the ceiling is?
And how long did it take him to spend this?
Just keep spending.
Apparently he just did it.
I mean, was it supposed to be a $15 over limit amount? And they added a few zeros.
It says he used the money to pay off his mortgage and some insurance bills, but eventually he turned his gaze to a Playboy lifestyle. Now, today he's broke.
Now, who wouldn't?
Now, what do you mean I turned my gaze to find the Playboy lifestyle?
He sold off all of his expensive toys and turned over what money he could back to the bank. He's living with his mom in South Wales and studying again to become a criminal lawyer. Oh,
smart.
Banker lives matter. I thought it said banks livers matter, and I'm like,
either way, you know what? Banking wankers, Amina, thank you.
Hey, but at least this time somebody got a little fun out of the bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
The challenge with some
and then a little jail time.
Credit cards now is if you approach your limit and you're like your credit is still like okay, they just keep raising your limits.
Oh, so yeah.
And I'm like, stop it. Don't raise the limit anymore because I might use it.
I don't know.
I weirdly
why.
Don't have
I know.
That problem.
I don't. For some reason, I've bought like a few things at Home Depot over the years since I got that card. And
like you do,
but minor, like a $20-$30 item here and there.
Twisty
and then
ties. I understand.
I pay it off that month.
Just one single twist.
They keep upping my limit like nobody's business. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Build a whole new home with this card?
It's
after the show,
at
you and I are going to talk about a trip we're going
to
take.
Build,
are you going to build me a house?
I can build a whole new Home Depot.
That's what
with
we're
going to
do.
One tie at a time.
It's going to be called Clayton's Warehouse.
Yep.
And it'll be on Clayton's new Amazon wish list.
Yes.
It's going to be the Carlson Family Love Shack. Settle down.
But they don't up my limit on the cards that I actually use.
I'm going to
the ones
that
I don't.
That is what sucks.
Home Depot, unlimited
two separate
credit.
Master bedrooms. No, it's going to be wonderful.
We could do it.
You're going to have
15 car garage.
I'm going to take the square footage we would have used on your closet and add it to mine. Sorry.
You haven't seen my closet.
Well.
Yeah, t-shirts coming just from here to tomorrow.
How many t-shirts can you fit in the closet?
Of a lot.
You can fit a lot.
A lot.
My little closet in my bedroom, I have over 500 t-shirts.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I can't count that high.
Oh,
many do you still fit in?
Seven.
Oh.
Four. That's why you see me wear the same thing
every
day.
I can throw stones because this is it. One.
Yep, one.
Febreze the shit out of it in about 2 hours.
Yep. Same outfit every day, just like Steve Jobs.
Every night, wash wear.
One of these days, I will clean it all out.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. It'll be lovely when you move again. Would you like to do a story, Al?
Yeah, coming to us from Florida, Melissa Kitcher had full intentions of completing her first half marathon Sunday.
That sounds
but
lovely.
But it's safe to say she pictured it ending it a little differently. Kitcher went missing for nearly 12 hours after running off the trail during the Trail Hog half marathon at the Carlton Reserve near Venice in Sarasota County, Florida.
I didn't know I had a reserve.
Well, there you are.
Where did you go?
Oh, I forget about all the land.
We should build the cabin there.
We should. We're going to go.
Maybe I have one.
I kept thinking to myself, nope.
Nope. Nope.
Wow. How do people run these trails? I can't even walk them, she said.
And where's everybody else?
When I hit the power lines, I said, yes, I'm definitely way off course. And the best part is that there's a picture of a person in a kayak with a dog.
Is that the Everglades?
Unrelated.
Photo not related.
She's a bitch. She's not a
Kitcher
bitch.
Kitcher said there was no marking to indicate or properly direct her. The website says you're supposed to be on the Jeep trails. So when I came out where there was a Jeep trail and I figured that was the path I needed to be on, she explained. Seems reasonable. The runner ended up 6 to 7 miles off course with no phone. It inconveniently froze up 2 minutes before the start of the race. Race director Terry
European.
Literally.
Nope.
Terry Riard had this to say about the situation. Nope. It's the worst nightmare. It's the worst nightmare for a race director. I would love what I do and want everyone to be happy, but that was her first half marathon. That was her first trail run. She learned the hard way. Kitcher ended up running over 16 miles. That's more than an actual marathon. And this poor bitch set up to run a half one. Running over 16 miles before the Parks Department located her in the reserve around 7:30 p.m. I don't know why I'm delighted by this story.
You are, though.
She was uninjured. Thirsty, of course, but happy she could go
home. I'm sure she got her steps in for the day.
She was happy when we found her. I'm going to send her a gift package with racing stuff. A finisher's medal, an award for the longest trail hog half marathon in the history of the event.
That's so nice.
It's the story could have ended tragically.
Wait, so Joey, are the waffle fry thing? I thought that was fake. That's true.
What?
That McDonald's has waffle fries now.
Maybe in Canada.
I saw that on the Book of Faces.
Are they waffle fries?
I saw that on Facebook, and I thought it was just another fake bullshit news thing.
Yeah. He's in Canada though.
I know, but a turtle sundae,
and I'm going back to Canada.
Well, or I'm going to fucking McDonald's across the street.
Whether it's made with turtles ASAP. Or the candy,
I don't care.
I'm in.
They're both crunchy,
not actual turtles.
Both
please.
Delicious.
Interesting.
Never had a turtle before. I mean,
you never had turtle soup?
No.
Excuse me. Does your turtle sundae have live turtles?
Exactly. Does your Girl Scout cookies, are they made with real Girl Scouts?
Real Girl Scouts. Thank you, Wednesday Adams.
Nope.
What the hell was that?
I mean, I've had to take a shit like a turtle before.
It's soon to be that
don't
time
even,
again.
No, I don't even want to think. No, no.
Kind of like prairie dog.
Nope. Gonna stop you there, sir.
Turtle head.
Have we heard from Marty yet?
Nope.
No. Nope. 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 Nah, fucking bet.
Tell your story. I gotta get a bullhorn.
Nobody no, you don't.
$11 on Amazon.
Well, given the doozy
was that
of the
Snapchats that these kids are using this day.
Given the doozy of year that 2016 has been, this holiday season seems to call for something a little more than the traditional Yule log. Fire for the year, or a Yule log video. Behold, what?
Behold. Is this the poop one?
No.
Oh my god!
I know there was a poop one. Did I have a poop one?
No, I saw
poop
it on
joke that you I made know, today.
I got a poop. Episode 227.
No, Comedy Central right now has been airing this commercial
the
about
ladies the ladies' room is down the hall.
No, I don't remember there being a poop one. Behold the dumpster fire video.
Oh, it's Donald Trump's presidency.
It's 13 minutes of digital fire emerging from a dumpster, complete with the soothing crackles of a more traditional Yule fire.
A bullet should go off every once in a while for what's all that in
what's
the dumpster.
What's in there, right? Yeah. What if I can... Is there some...
So just happy like, you finally got video figured out.
Sure.
That is fantastic.
We're very busy.
We're breaking every copyright infringement we can possibly do.
Is it wrong that it's the dumpster fire lasts as long as an actual dumpster fire? It's 12 minutes and 53 seconds.
You can loop it, though. So it'll play forever.
Put it on your face.
It's the dumpster fire of your dreams. It never ends.
Never ends. There's that.
Oh my god.
So dumpster fires are there. It's 13 minutes of digital fire emerging from dumpster. You can loop it, and all of your dumpster fire dreams come true. Alfie?
Enough is enough.
Back to you, fucker.
And now back to the fucker in the studio.
Now a midget in a bikini.
Well, I'm sure that this was going to be Marnie's story if she were free.
Who's?
Weimreiner. So, Susan Olsen, radio host and former child actor, was fired from her radio hosting gig after attacking a guest on Facebook.
Oh,
Olsen,
my God.
Best known for playing Cindy Brady on 70s family sitcom The Brady Bunch, got into a heated discussion last week with an openly gay actor, Leon Accord Whiting. You should find his picture and put it up there because I want to know what he looks like. On the show she hosted called Two Chicks Talkin' Politics, which airs on the internet-based network LA Talk Radio. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Accord Whiting criticized the host online after his appearance, accusing her of spreading outrageous misinformation given her support for Donald Trump. It is wildly irresponsible for LA Talk Radio to allow a Trump fanatic to co-host one of their programs when she can spew her idiotic lies unchecked, according to Accord Whiting wrote. This isn't just disagreeing on, say, tax plans or foreign policy. Susan Olsen spreads outrageous information and is dangerous and unprofessional. I have never listened to the show, and I didn't know it existed. Olsen fired back sharply using an anti... Oh, they're going to say anti-gay, sir. She just calls him a faggot and says that her dick is bigger than... She tells him that her dick is bigger than his. She calls him faggot four or five times.
That's easy to say.
And she says, So she says, what a true piece of shit you are, lying faggot. I hope you meet your karma slowly and painfully. On Friday, LA Talk Radio responded to the incident on its Facebook page, where it also said it had fired Olson. We will not tolerate hateful speech by anyone associated with their radio station and have severed our ties with the host that veered off the direction in which we are going. So,
good for them.
The show had gotten a little bit of press just for, like, the randomness of Cindy Brady, but remember Danny Bonaducci used to have a radio show here in Phoenix?
Yeah, and a hooker.
Like, so there's all those people that have, like, random...
Well, they gotta do something with their time.
Yeah, so...
They're not acting, so...
But for Cindy, and I don't know that this comes from, a homophobic place, or if she just likes to call people faggot on Facebook, but I don't know. But it was just bizarre. But when I read her response, I'm like, what the fuck? Her and Scott Baio, like... Settle the fuck down.
Oh my gosh, stand by. I please hold.
Yep.
We have Joey Ferrucci sent us a picture. Oh okay. My god, stand by. I don't know what the
standing
fuck.
By.
I don't need that one, Joey. I just need to know this one. Joey sent us a picture. Jason was talking just a minute ago about the fries that they have in Canada. Look at this. Look what Joey sent us, a picture of waffle fries. From fucking Canada, McDonald's.
That's making me moist.
Look at the oak leaf in the middle of the McDonald's logo.
Maple leaf.
Oak leaf, maple leaf, yeah. Look at that. Waffle fries.
Now, you know that that means that they could be testing it there, which it could land here eventually.
Yeah, but they never give us any of the good shit.
That's true.
And would you really like
you get a hard-on for the McRib. So.
Right, but then it's not right here right now. We needs to be.
It's in the spring, right?
It used to be twice a year.
Oh.
I don't know why they don't make that one. Every year.
It is rather an interesting item.
Enough is enough.
Just don't ever take away my goddamn dollar spicy McChicken sandwich.
Well, those are
pretty good.
Those are for a dollar that you can't get enough of that, Kat.
Right. And
I just can't.
And if otherwise you don't know why you're at McDonald's.
I'm here because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.
At Wendy's.
I haven't even seen it, and that's hilarious.
Oh my god, it's so funny to me. It's so funny. Between that and this one.
The people that are drawing swastikas saying, "Hi, Hitler," get offended when you call them Nazis. What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
It does beg a question.
When she says, like, she's just about crack off a light bulb. Oh, God. It's just the whole goddamn segment was funny as hell to me. And how she kept a straight face doing the whole thing. And she's got a cigarette and a lighter. And the whole segment, she's trying to light the cigarette.
And you keep wondering if she's going
to
do it.
And she never succeeds at doing it. Just funny shit to me.
And that's what, because I got home to, I had watched some stuff on demand and shit. Mm-hmm. But I had missed all these SNLs that everybody's been talking about, and there just hasn't been time. I've been doing something like every Saturday. And SNL's on a roll. They don't usually do this many in a row. They usually take a couple breaks. But they're going to do a lot of extra episodes this season, or they're going to end in like February.
Right.
Because they did a Thanksgiving one. They have I think that's new again this week, but they were funny.
They have been
funny.
On it. Yeah.
John Seda, that episode was kind of funny. Kristen Wiig, I was peeing my pants laughing at her. And that's where when she comes on and she does Secret Word, it's like a play on password, right. But she doesn't know how to play it.
She does.
And
as a 1950s ex-host, right.
So it was fun last night while I was like doing all my laundry and unpacking to watch like 4.5 hours of Saturday Night Live. And they were good. Like I really didn't fast forward through that much. But that thing, and then you didn't tell me that they bring out Frau Merkel. Frau Merkel was on, and just
what are you
fantastic.
Doing? That's how a German scream
inside.
I love that she and I share a fascination with Angela Merkel. I want us to have an all whenever she retires, I want her to have an all day cable access channel of just Frau Merkel doing shit.
24/7.
Like the fact that she was taking selfies at Nelson Mandela's funeral of her and Obama, like she's just doing bizarre shit.
On SNL, but she's I really wanted Hillary to win because we were going to be besties and take selfies together.
Right.
With Barash.
Barash Obama.
She calls him Barash. So fucking wrong.
All right. Before we get into Al's entertainment segment, we have one more story to get to. Oh, in addition to the scourge of fake news all over the internet, now we also have to worry about fake toys. But this one should be made. It should be produced because I would buy it. Case in point, the new...
Is it a vacuum toy?
No, it's the brand new Fisher-Price Happy Hour playset. Featuring a bar, stools, and fake beer bottles that are supposedly being sold by Fisher-Price.
Is that life what from better way to get children ready for real life?
My kids already have this.
Yes. Make no mistake, this product is fake and only exists in a photo posted on Monday on Instagram. However, it belongs to a guy named Adam Padilla, who is the owner of a New York branding agency. Padilla was inspired by seeing his two-year-old daughter sitting at his kitchen counter like it was a bar demanding drinks. It seemed like something someone might do, Padilla told the Huffington Post. The photo didn't take off virally until Amiri King, a YouTube comedian based in Kentucky, posted it on Facebook with Padilla's watermark cropped out. HuffPost reached out to King, who declined comment. King's post of Padilla's image has been shared more than 40,000 times, mostly by people who get the joke. But some people who believed it was real are accusing Fisher-Price of making an age-inappropriate product. According to the ABC Action News source, at least one disgruntled customer went to Facebook to gripe at Fisher-Price, saying, quote, saw this and had to write, what the heck are you people thinking? I hope to heaven that nobody buys this for their children. It's sick. Whoever handles the Fisher-Price social media account has to have patience for the job. According to NBC Connecticut, the company has responded to repeated complaints about King's image on its Facebook page by saying, quote, please know that this product is not endorsed, produced, or approved. Even calling its product seems like a stretch to us.
The two places I want to go spend my happy time are on the comment section of the Fisher-Price Happy Hour playset to watch people lose their damn minds.
Right.
And the other one is the Jesus people yelling at the Santa people about the war on Christmas.
Right.
Because you got to talk about an inner conflict. Those people are killing themselves to out-Christmas each other.
To out-Christmas each other, right?
Right. And the one people that we never hear about bitching about the war on Christmas are Jews.
No,
they're
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. There was a war.
Yeah. You never hear the Jews bitching about the war on Hanukkah.
This is actually the second Fisher-Price spoof in recent weeks. Over the weekend, last weekend, Fisher-Price was touted as
swatted
having,
down this dog?
Had the...
Nope.
Hang on. Wait a minute. I lost my spot. Hang on. Oh. Fisher-Price was touted on Saturday Night Live as having the wishing well for boys.
Oh, that was on SNL.
Right. The parody commercial for a fake line of Fisher-Price toys catering to sensitive boys, including a plastic well for staring into.
For pondering.
Oh.
And then at the end, the voiceover says, it's not buying a Barbie for your son. It kind of is. You get it.
My favorite of this Fisher-Price, this Happy Hour playset, look at the bartender. Look at the look on that kid's face.
That looks like me.
Look at the look on that kid's face.
It's all legit.
Every day.
It's a very good Photoshop work.
The one stage right on our left is giving you an oy vey. Like, oh, the day I met today. Vey.
Now he's on his phone.
That's even better.
Back. Yeah, he's on his phone, I think. Oh. Isn't he on his phone?
No. No, he's not. No, he just grabbing his head.
Oh, I thought he had a phone.
No, because it does kind of look
like a
phone.
Like a flip phone. Oh, wait, maybe.
Hang on. Please hold. This all has to be taken out in post.
It's...
So Amina says,
he is. Look at that.
Look, he's on a phone.
That bitch is on a phone.
Yeah, he's...
Honey, I'm working late tonight.
Yep.
He's probably calling the bar looking for this asshole.
No, he's calling his wife.
Karaoke
like
till 11.
Honey, I'm working late because he saw that Miss Sugar Brown over on the corner of the bar.
Oh, Sugar Brown.
Don says it looks like he's taking a crap in his diaper.
What was that black whore's name that Hugh Grant slept with? Sugar Brown?
Oh,
was it
very
Sugar
similar,
Brown?
Yeah.
Or Doodoo Brown? I don't know.
What?
You're close.
I think it was Sugar Brown or Sugar.
Just when you think we couldn't have lost more listeners, African American hookers have just dropped
out. Now stopped. Right.
Because
I called her a black whore?
Because you couldn't remember her name.
Well, and yeah, according to this
the
picture...
The black whore that Grant, she, you Grant
she's offensive.
And according to this picture, she's only got one eye open, I think, according to...
Well, oh my God, I didn't realize that's who you were talking
and this,
about.
Yes. And this one's still mad.
I have to pee so bad I couldn't focus.
Is that Terry from Charlie's?
Maybe.
You know who I'm talking...
Old Terry?
No! The black... the black... transgendered, I don't know what she identifies as. The one that's
I never remember her name. I always call her honey.
Yeah.
Sweetie, well, honey, darling. Doesn't matter.
His name is Terry.
Should we call her Shaft?
Oh my God. Yes. When we go there tonight,
Shaft.
When we walk in, we see her over there playing pool.
I like it. Oh, you know what? We have this. We still have the Yule fire going over here.
Yeah, but that's not the trash can.
I have that one.
No. Yeah. Oh, the Voyage of Time.
YouTube, yeah. I paid $1 for that one. You got it for free.
Oh, we're going to get chastised for it.
You can get it for free on Cox, too.
Accidental racism. Yeah.
Have you found... Wait.
What?
You don't have Cox anymore.
Negative.
On Cox, there's entire channels of different screensavers. And several of them are different fireplaces.
Like $9.99 now?
There's
hundreds of channels.
There's thousands. Because I can't keep track of
I haven't
of
had
all
Cox in so long.
I've heard that before.
Came right back to that.
Well, we're gonna take a tiny little break, and then we're gonna
nope. Yep. We're gonna get grandma an oxygen tank.
No,
here.
We're not either. Shut up! I don't need your shit. What is that?
We were doing that on the bullhorn too.
Juan, I'm your father.
You're stunning.
We're going to be right back with Al Perkins in a little segment that we like
Daddy
to call
issues.
Entertainment.
Is it done? Did I do it? Did I win?
You did it. You're done.
You won.
I won.
You won.
You're listening to You Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
We're talking about the very sensitive way that This Is Us handled an episode whilst we were away or while we were on. The Golden Globe anything. Nominations have been released. The SAG Awards are in the morning. The Critics' Choice Awards came out. Cindy Brady's a cunt, but we already talked about that. We've got a death, a book, and a review to share with y'all. And an abbreviated form.
Not abbreviated.
I don't know.
I haven't prepared shit.
We got an hour and 40. Right. We got a long time.
Well, I'll stretch all this out.
Good Lord.
Okay, so one of the funniest stories, and I honestly don't remember if you were there or not, but I feel like you were.
Well, tell the story, and we'll figure it out.
Where were you?
It was in New York, and it involved a pair of lady isotoners, and I thought that I was like...
Yep. He was there.
Yep. When I was shopping for some winter gear at the Target last week, and I bought what looks... They're not lady isotoners.
Were there Gloria Vanderbilt jeans involved in this,
too? But no, for our listeners from around the world, we need to... put a pair of lady isotoners up for them. And Aaron, we talked about Anthony Rapp on Star Trek 2 weeks ago. We already got you.
I'm going to put our Yule fire in the middle of them.
So, lady isotoners are these gloves. And they're very comfortable and they're like driving gloves.
Love lady isotoners.
So, looking at them, I was remembering this very fun day in New York, and it was Jason and myself, and I think it was Gina or it was Harrison or it might have been both and you.
I think it's just Gina.
It was a cold, wonderful day, and like singing and drinking and laughing, and we're walking up the street in New York as the snow is falling, and all of a sudden, our friend Rob Aloka just launched into the air and skidded on his belly like Superman down an icy sidewalk, and we're like, "What the fuck?
Where did it
was
come from?"
That, and he's like. I just thought maybe I could fly for a second. We're like, because you're wearing your mom's lady isotoners. They were all scratched. They were all ruined. And broken leather.
No.
And we just spent the rest of the day wondering about. So just seeing Lady Isotoners brings me back to the day when you're having so much fun that you actually think to yourself,
I can fly.
I can maybe fly. This day's going so well. Fuck gravity.
Yep.
So I just had to share that. I was giggling at the Tarjay.
I haven't heard the term or the brand Isotoner since like the 80s. I remember the commercials. Long time ago.
That was just an Al Perkins original? That wasn't even an entertainment story?
No, there's no entertainment story there. I just had to share it. I mean,
it was slightly entertaining.
But there's a picture of Isotoner Lady Glows.
Oh, and they're so soft.
And so you've got these so soft, warm, furry, gentle rabbit-licking gloves on your hands.
You feel like you just want to pet everything rabbit. When you're
and
wearing
maybe
them.
Try flying on an afternoon. It was just...
Peter Pan.
It was just
I feel
wrong.
Like you're an episode of Heart to Heart with Stephanie Powers driving a Mercedes.
You are. So if you saw my first photo from the chocolate bar of my martini, there was gloves nearby, and some people didn't realize I had left Arizona, and they're like, are you wearing driving gloves?
Yeah, I drove here.
I'm a fucking 70 lady.
Degrees outside.
Yeah, I'm a fucking lady. So this is us handled their Thanksgiving issue.
I really do like the fire in the middle. I think
it's classy. Yeah,
it is lovely. If you're not watching This Is Us, they are really handling this storyline of
over the top. Have your own.
Oh, I can't. I can't reach the fire.
No, it's me, Cam.
Oh. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Through the fire.
Kind of like when we did the earthquake. So anyways. So this is us. Really, if you're not watching the show, it's a it's really well done how they're handling the story.
Make it s'mores. You bitch. Make it s'mores.
So catch This Is Us. You'll love it.
Some people have been posting that This Is Us is really... It cuts and it gets to it, and people are getting emotional over it because it's so real.
It's really well done, and every single time, it might be true. Every single time, you just don't see it coming at all. Like all of a sudden, they just hit you out of the blue, and you can't help it. And all of a sudden, you're just a bucket of tears and snot, sitting in your living room, going, "I promised I wasn't gonna cry in this.
Yeah, I told myself I wasn't gonna cry.
Yeah,
nope." No, thank God. And it's one of those shows that's taking on an interracial adoption, and it's this issue that's we made fun of the lady checked that she was the president of the NAACP. She was adopted by a black family, married a black man, and identified herself as black, and she got in a lot of
white lady the whole time,
right?
But raised in a black community, so now you have all these people that are being raised, and this show brings it up, and here is a black kid, but he's being raised by an all-white family.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know what I mean? And he's searching for his black identity through it. So where do you end up, especially if you're someone that, you know, the old offensive, you could pass, you know what I mean, from West Side Story. So, and it's this thing where as everyone gets more and more mixed in their races, someone said, like, we're making fun of her today, but in 20 years, there's this identity crisis is going to be pretty much widespread.
Yeah.
As to, like, what are you? Because you're not going to be able to just check one box. And it happened to be on a friend of mine's Facebook page yesterday that now her kids have to pick a race on things. And she always, when they were kids, she would check black and white. Because she was like, why would I pick one instead of the other?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not making fun. I'm saying other was not an option for her.
But they're not other. They're
black and white.
There's two things that describe what they are in the box. Why not check them?
Oreo.
My kids are Asian Indian and white.
Right.
Like and that actually that came up this year because of the election, because of all of the like hateful racist things that were around him. You know, I had my 11-year-old went to his mom, you know, went to Sharon and was like, "Mom, are we white?" And we had to say, "Well, kind of, we're white, but you kids, not so much."
Yeah,
like, and had to have that. And that conversation.
It's a conversation that the world
two
wasn't.
People love each other. Yeah. At one time,
right?
So, and it was just funny because it keeps coming back to that woman that got burned for heading mm-hmm. the NAACP when she really did have a lot of feet in the African American community. Like, she was kind of justified in a way, but she was also.
Not to discount her identity by any means, but didn't she have a certain touch of batshit in her too? Wasn't there a certain amount of crazy happening with
that
woman?
That's the other box.
But you're right, that's the other box. Other. But the fact that, like, she was married to a black man, her adopted parents were black, she was born white. I don't know. We're at all of a sudden we're in a Steve Martin comedy. So I mean, it really is. It really is interesting that
they're doing a really good job with all of the subject matter.
Yeah, and they're handling
have, though,
and the adoption storyline has been very touching. And sometimes, like the one before around Thanksgiving, kind of hit me like a ton of fucking bricks.
Yeah.
That one was very powerful. And then the Christmas one, if you haven't seen it yet.
I have. I'm all caught up, so you're not going to spoil it for me. I don't know about our listeners, but it's been a week, so fuck them.
Fuck
catch up.
Get there, but they just keep getting to you.
Yeah.
And
the last mic drop, I was like,
What?
When did this happen?
I did not see that
coming. Nobody did. Buddy Early is still a mess over it.
I can imagine. And I haven't been too much on the Facebooks. I've just been like posting something here and there, but I haven't been scrolling. So
yeah.
I missed everything, and then I had to watch an on-demand whole fucking thing.
It's a whole thing.
So I put out a call because I finally, after 5 months, finished fucking Hamilton.
Congratulations,
I feel like
sir,
I lived his
ma'am.
Entire life.
Good work. How was it?
The book. Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're still 17 days off from seeing the show. It's a very good read, very interesting, way above my reading level. Like I spent half the time looking up words. Like I just spend the whole time like define. It's not
because is it a lot of like Hamilton quotes? Because he was super wordy and hard to read.
Yeah, it's a lot of quotes from different people and how they're using like kind of dated references, but like colloquialisms or whatever you would say that we don't use anymore.
Right.
So you have to look stuff up. Plus, a lot of it is about law and patents and stuff like that. And at one point, he turns into Spider-Man, and I'm like,
wow!
Like he's doing
is that in the musical?
The book, no, because
they kept killing those. They had to stop doing it.
Yeah.
They ran out of Spider-Man.
Oh my god, in the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt when he auditions for Spider-Man, they throw another actor at him just to be ready. So fucking wrong. That's another TV show, almost kill me. So it was a really good read, but then so I put out a cry for help to please someone send me a book suggestion. Someone suggested Mr. Mercedes, which it turns out just when I think I'm caught up on Stephen King, I'm still like 2 and 3 books behind because there's got to be more than one Stephen King
so
at this point.
So much Stephen King out
like,
there.
Like, he's clearly no longer human. I think he died in a plane crash with Reba McEntire, and now it's just some drag queens at a typewriter doing the writing.
Such a bum ass.
But this book is so different from anything else I've ever read by him. It's just a detective.
It's part of a trilogy. Is it the first book?
Mr. Mercedes is part of a trilogy?
Yeah, it says the Bill Hodges trilogy.
Oh, don't even fucking tell
me. Yeah, you got more books to read.
I'm fucking telling you.
God damn it. This better not end in a cliffhanger like the fucking Lord of
it's
the
about
goddamn
to.
Rings.
It's book one of three. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's book one. Well, yeah, but in a fast read, because I'm almost done with it. Like, when I leave here tonight, I'll go home and finish it. Because now I'm reading at my reading level, and it's going pretty quickly. But really good. It's not supernatural. It's not a horror story. It's a detective trying to solve a murder case while the murderer is getting ready to, like, commit another crime. So you have one person plotting and the detective kind of doing it. So it's kind of a... It's written like a screenplay to me. I'm already casting people in the roles, and it's a really nice. Fast, good, entertaining read. And after how good Dr. Sleep was, I'm kind of amazed that his like the quality of this work 40 years later is still like really up there. That he writes such a barn burner. And then my absolute favorite last week, Hairspray Live, was
amazing.
Amazing.
I recorded it. I haven't watched yet.
I watched it. It's good.
It is a delight. They cut a song, which I was disappointed in. They got rid of Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they went with the movie version of transitioning. And I'm not sure if it was just... But since they've done it live on stage, I couldn't figure out why can't you fit that in to the production.
Well, if the commentary dude would have shut the fuck up, like they could have fit it in.
Yeah.
Like all of that cutaway commentary with the cute white
Darren,
boy.
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah. Darren Criss.
He's not white.
I don't care.
Oh, Darren Criss did commentary.
Yeah. He did the like live because they filmed it all over Universal Studios. So to get from set to set, like they would like finish a scene, jump in a golf cart,
and
get carted off.
Oh, okay.
They would have to change in between, and they did it seamlessly, lots of energy.
Yeah.
It's the best actual musical that they've done in this format.
Wow, okay.
Like, it's the most solid music story, everything going. There were some technical glitches that were really kind of funny. Like, at one point...
when the lights go out?
Yeah.
In the mama song?
Yeah, she's standing in the dark.
Singing in the dark.
And, that was really funny. And at one point, Kristen Chenoweth's mic doesn't work, but she's singing so loud that the other person's mic picks her up. So that was perfect. That you can tell that the sound is coming out of someone else's neck.
Yeah.
Or headpiece.
It was kind of fun. And at one point, you get like a 30 seconds to commercial. You got 30 seconds. So you can see them trying to like wrap up a thought. Like, oh, you took, you know what I mean? But it's also weird because some of it is played for laughs. And sometimes they would go and when they were in the Corny Collins show, they were in front of a live audience, kind of like Grease did really badly. When they would go into the gym,
Grease Live.
It was terrible.
I hated it.
Plus, we've talked about it too much. Right. We need to go on. But this, so when they would go to the Corny Collins show, it was a little more fun, but some of it needed an audience. Like the You're Timeless to Me really played well when I've seen that in the theater, and I've seen it a bunch of times now. When you see that in the theater, Your Timeless to Me is so cute and so charming, and they feed off the audience kind of enjoying the cute lyrics and the little dance, and it's a big man in a dress, you know what I mean? And with no one to play off of, that number fell a little bit...
A little flat.
That was my only thing. But, oh my God, it was wonderful. And they did the whole 95 minutes of You Can't Stop the Beat.
Yeah.
They did not abbreviate.
The whole thing was just cute and fun.
Yeah, and the costumes were spectacular. The Ronettes in the background were fantastic. And
although I do have to say, trying to watch Hairspray Live on Hulu, which is how I get to it, has convinced me to buck up the extra $4 and
get rid of commercials.
Yeah, I've been holding out. I'm like, $7.99 is just enough.
They put the commercials in some really bad places. So you're like an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and a half into this. It's sailing along beautifully. And then, because we can't leave without mentioning it, Jennifer Hudson comes in and steals that fucking...
I Know Where I've Been.
Yeah. But she gets it done with Big Blonde and Beautiful and has a lot of fun. And they took a woman who's recently extremely thin from all of her dieting, all of a sudden trying to play a fat lady again. And it's like...
She was gorgeous.
Looks incredible, sounds incredible, does her big comedy number, the Big Blonde and Beautiful, and then she comes back with the thing about racial tensions and I Know Where I'm Going because I Know Where I've Been, and just the cast members are literally crying. Yeah. Like at one point, the girl playing I Can Hear the Bells, what's the main girl's name?
Tracy Turnblad.
She's.
I'm surprised you forgot that. Actually, go ahead.
She's crying while she's singing.
I saw that.
And so is Link Larkin. So when it comes time for the chorus to come in, you can tell they got nothing.
They can't.
They're both like snot bubbling through.
But you know what?
Because she hits a note.
Because J-Hud can do it all. She doesn't need you.
She hits a note that you just watch them all be like, oh fuck, no, I'm not singing again. And just really, really, really. So if you get a chance, it's all over NBC On Demand.
Hello, Kent. Hello, Kent Bear Walker in the old chat room.
Oh, welcome back. But so Hairspray, it's of all of them.
I'm,
of course, because it's the best one, it's the one that's gotten the lowest ratings. Because,
of course it is.
Yeah. Because they killed us.
Although Bye Bye Birdie should be fun. That's
Bye
what's
Bye
next.
Birdie with J-Lo.
It should be really fun.
Should be really fun.
But yeah, I've long been Team J-Hud, but I'm going to renew my membership. And
can I interrupt you with a little breaking photography? We got a new picture from Marnie. She's like, send help.
Oh, no. Folsom Prison. Look what
she got Folsom Prison tag. And then if you can't send help, thoughts and prayers. Makes everything fine. Just want you to know.
Your prayers mean so much.
Well,
Seriously, so she's in her prison.
She has
big, huge poster-sized sheets of paper.
She's in her office. She's in her office.
And she probably has 3 suitcases worth of food and beverage at the appropriate temperature.
If only she had a nice fire.
And there might be a Subaru inside the courtyard somewhere.
She says, I'm on the lam. Sweet freedom. I never knew the outside could feel so wonderful. I need a shower. And
she's out?
She's out.
Free at last.
Where is it?
Free at last. I figured mine out.
Why can't I find it?
Don't touch California.
Right there, just the right distance. Thank God that fire's here.
Clayton, when you first said where she was, and I thought, oh my God, is she somehow at the old studio?
No.
And that would have been even funnier.
Actually, I thought the same thing.
She somehow was trapped at the...
I thought the same thing for a minute, that she'd gotten lost and lost her mind. And
she went to the other location.
She's lost her
mind. Oh, but if you look in the shot, look behind me. You can see the fireplace right behind me. Look at that.
That should warm. That should warm you.
It's two fireplaces.
It's two.
We're toasty in here.
Okay, so the first thing that we'll go with is yesterday.
Where are we going?
The 12th was yesterday.
What? The day of Christmas? I don't know.
So yesterday the Golden Globe nominations were announced, and this year it's, help me out, oh, who's hosting it? Somebody really good.
Gordon.
Oh, James no, it's
doing
no,
it?
It's,
he's hosting
something
else.
God damn it. It's Jimmy, not Jimmy, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon. Fallon.
If only there was a way.
The Glow Globs.
Yeah,
the commercial cuts out. Yeah.
So, Best Picture Drama, Hacksaw Ridge, the Mel Gibson drama.
Okay.
Hell or High Water, we all saw that coming. Go see that. It's out on video on demand in all formats right now. Really good movie. Lion, which is one that even Clayton here was expressing an interest in.
I was.
With Dev Patel, and I think Nicole Kidman is the female lead. Manchester by the Sea, which is probably going to be your winner, or close to a winner. That really does work. Moonlight, which is the movie about the young black boy in the three stages of his life coming to grips with his identity. And
with
that is
Remy from
beautiful.
House of Cards playing adult, right?
No.
Plays middle.
Neither. He plays...
Look at you being wrong.
He plays the male... He plays the...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. My bell stuck.
So he plays the father figure to the youngest boy.
Oh, okay.
And then the older one eventually takes on all the men that have influenced him. He turns into just a mass of all of them because he's never found his own identity. So he just keeps stealing from the people that influence him. And in the end, they're like, who you? Like, you know what I mean? They literally have to ask him, like aside of all these trappings of all these people you've known, who are you under there? And it's a very powerful moment. Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy?
I'm Jean Valjean.
Yeah, I'm Jean Valjean. 20th Century Women, which is another time that Annette Bening is not going to win an Oscar. This poor creature.
Oh, no.
Yeah. La La Land, which is winning everywhere. That's the guy that
That came out already?
Musical comedy.
It's been released for the critics, but it hasn't been released.
It comes out this weekend or next, I think.
I think it comes out Christmas Day.
Oh, but I am excited to see it.
Sorry, me too. No, but it's the guy that did Whiplash. So it's the guy that did the movie Whiplash. So, and it's a musical with Ryan Gosling and Emma.
I just got wet.
Stone.
She was Emma Stone. The
Somebody
one that,
please.
The other one that hosted SNL in the
call
last few weeks. That was really good.
Basement Splatter.
Sing Street, which is a movie that I recommend.
I love working in a hotel now because I do. I go around every time I see a hot guy down the wall, the hallway. Or walk into the lobby, I'm like, somebody call housekeeping. And they think I'm real. And they're like, what? What's dirty? I'm like, my basement's full. Yeah.
What's dirty? My basement. So Sing Street, which was the British movie I told you all to see by the guy that made Once, about the kid who falls in love with the girl across the street who wants to be a model. So he starts a band so she can be in a video.
To impress her, yep.
And it's all fun 80s music and original 80s style music. It's called Sing Street. It's one of the best times you're going to have in a movie. Like, it's just a delight from beginning to end. And another one where a kid takes on every band you've ever liked's lead singer's persona to go to school each day. Like, it changes every day who he's going to be. Deadpool gets nominated. And a movie I didn't see that I didn't think looked all that good, but it's a funny story, is Florence Foster Jenkins about the awful opera singers.
Oh, I
so want
to see that.
So I want to see that. But so Sing Street, Deadpool, Florence Foster Jenkins are all out on video right now. Performance by an actor, I'll just do a couple. Casey Affleck is probably going to start winning everything. Make Your Peace with God for Manchester by the Sea. Everyone has pretty much given up the best actor race to him. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. Amy Adams for Arrival, which is a movie I thought I was the only one that liked, but it turns out everyone's liking it. But I think it's going to be Natalie Portman for Jackie, or this Ruth Negga.
I want to see that too.
Yeah, that looks really good. Ruth Negga for
Breaking News. Clayton wants to see a movie.
Oh, like, there's
see
three
two
things
movies.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, there's three things. It's the NASA one.
Oh, yeah. The hidden...
NASA, Lion, and this one.
And
Jackie.
And Jackie. And then Loving. And I think Ruth Negga is going to get a lot of attention for that movie Loving, about the first,
yeah,
the Loving versus the state of Virginia.
I hope so.
Performance by an actor in a musical comedy, Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool, Hugh Grant, Ryan Gosling for La La Land, and Colin Farrell for a movie called The Lobster, which I told you all to see. Were you?
I saw it.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very freaky kind of movie, but interesting.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Annette Bening for comedy or musical. She'll probably end up losing another lead actress Oscar. I know. She's going to be pissed off.
Poor cat.
Emma Stone for La La Land. Haley Steinfeld for Edge of 17, which looks cute. And then for Best Supporting Actor, which is all the genres, Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory has a chance of getting nominated for Florence Foster Jenkins.
Oh, good.
Which is just funny that now his name's, it's out there. We don't know how far it'll go.
Just thinking about it.
But it's out there. Dev Patel gets nominated for Lion. Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. That's the one from... House of Cards. And then for Best Actress in a Supporting Role, wherever Viola Davis ends up this year, expect her to win. So they haven't decided yet whether she's going to be a supporting actress or be the lead actress. But wherever she ends up, she's either going to get... what's my girl? Annette Bening's Oscar? Either this is the newest
person. Damn it.
But she's right. In Fences, which is a fantastic drama. I've seen it on stage, and August Wilson is the playwright's name, and Denzel Washington starring and directing, and Viola Davis. They just can't decide where they're going to put her for which Oscar she'll be up to. But Octavia Spencer gets nominated for Hidden Figures, the other movie you want to see. Naomi Harris for Moonlight. The Cracked Out Mom, that's fantastic. Nicole Kidman for Lion, and Michelle Williams from Manchester by the Sea. So Michelle Williams is just sitting at home saying, please nominate Viola Davis as lead actress. Please make her lead actress and get her out of my category. please,
legit.
God. Let me see if there's anything else fun in here.
Mr. Perkins?
Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to assume at this point, because you haven't said anything about it, that the answer is going to be...
Nope.
Did AbFab was nominated for anything?
Nope, not so far.
See, there, I was right.
Television series drama.
I didn't ever think that it was going to be.
Yeah, I would.
Probably
yeah, I
not. But
that either.
Great movie, but...
I'm a huge homo and I didn't even see
it. I never saw it either.
It really...
And I loved the TV show for years.
It honestly was fantastic.
They snuck it out in the summer at a time where it really wasn't...
yeah. It's true.
Wasn't a good time.
Yeah, well, it just...
I've been bad. I haven't been seeing movies like I used to.
Yeah, but it came out at a bad time for everybody. I couldn't find anybody to see it with me. So, for Best Television Series Drama, The Crown gets nominated that some people are loving and some people are hating.
I'm loving.
And it's gone back and forth. This Is Us gets nominated. Westworld, which some people are loving and some people are hating.
I haven't even started yet.
I don't get that show. I'm just like...
I haven't tried. I just got my HBO back. There was a thing.
There is a thing. Yeah. Game of Thrones and then Stranger Things. So, that category...
I haven't watched that.
I mean, that's five. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Get out of this room and go watch it.
No, because The Crown. I made the biggest mistake of my life so far this year.
Really, you want to reevaluate that statement?
No, it's true. Because I decided, you know, Sharon and I don't see each other a whole lot, so sometimes we'll just pick a show.
That's a good thing.
And that's the thing. Well, I mean, sometimes it has its moments, but you know, we decide that this is the show, and we're not going to watch it without each other. We're going to make sure that we're together. Yeah. And we're going to experience something together, right? That's a thing.
Like a PTA meeting.
And so instead of picking something dumb that I don't care about, no, I ended up picking The Crown. And so now I can only watch like an episode a week, and it's killing me.
Oh.
I'm dying.
Now that is a tear.
Dying.
That's like when you get into Stranger Things.
Go back to your, I agree with your first comment.
Yeah.
I'm questioning all of my life choices right now.
Well, can you actually maybe amend that with her?
No, I feel like I need to stick with that.
Well, so then the fun things for television series, musical or comedy drama, Atlanta, the one with Danny Glover.
I've heard Junior, right? Danny Glover Jr.?
No, he's not. They're not related. Everyone thinks they're related and they're not.
Yeah, but isn't he still called Junior?
Wait, there's two?
I thought there was only one.
Well, there's
I'm just
the
learning.
Older,
there's the old one that's been in 1,000 movies, right. And then the young hot one.
And then the young one that was on Community.
Oh.
That's now going to be...
Danny Glovers, no way.
There's two Danny Glovers. I didn't even... Why would an agent...
But now I'm going to feel bad if his name is not Danny Glover. His last name is Glover,
okay,
and everyone thinks he's...
Don't you think an agent would have stepped in and said, look...
His name is Donald Glover.
Okay.
And everyone thinks...
The name or
everyone thinks...
Right, exactly. Yeah, somebody should have stepped in and said, listen... Probably not the best idea to use that name.
Well, no, or maybe because then everybody's going to think you're his son and he's a great actor. So,
but if he sucks, but if he's not,
no, he's
no,
good.
He's good and he's cute.
And
what
is Danny?
Yes,
Glover
he's
and
black
is Donald.
And he's cute.
I'm just looking. At
I
want to
know
option.
About that BBC right here.
Yeah, oh, God, you're killing me. So there's Atlanta. There's Transparent.
It's sports and entertainment.
Yeah, sports and entertainment.
Sports. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Atlanta.
I was thinking about a jockstrap and sports came to mind.
Black-ish. Jason Carthen online too.
I'm very excited that Black-ish.
Black-ish is really good too. I'm loving it.
And Mozart in the Jungle,
which I just started watching the third season.
Yes.
I'm in love.
Look at you like a four-year-old. Hey, is that right? I just started watching. And then, but, so let me intervene on this, the TV network
segment. Which one?
Yes, with one.
I don't think intervene. We're not acting in a dangerous gonna intervene. Way. I think you're going to interrupt.
And crosstalk is all that's made this show for 4 fucking years.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite TV shows of all time has always been Top Gear. Well, there's scandal with Jeremy Clarkson and him punching the producer.
And the BBC bullshit.
And BBC fired him.
Right.
Well, Amazon picked up or created a new show called The Grand Tour. Mm-hmm. Well, The Grand Tour is exactly the same. They're only 4 episodes into the season. And it is.
Not Grand.
The Grand Tour. Mm-hmm. And so there are only 4 episodes into the season, and I watched all of them last night. It's exactly the same fucking show, and they're making fun of themselves for copying
the exact
everything.
Same show.
Like it's exact same, except for now instead of having a studio in England, they have a tent that travels around the world. So they're
they set up in a tent on location.
On location,
okay.
And but they do have a new course because back when it was Top Gear, they had one course that was in an old airfield in England. They have an old. Well, they've created a course, and it's around an old lady's house, and around an old minefield, and around a sheep farm. So all the bins are named.
Some are more different than others.
All the bins are named what?
Yeah. All the bins are named something. I'm very happy that my favorite show is back, and it's online. So I don't even have to have BBC to be able to watch it because I don't have BBC anymore.
Back.
I know. So I think that needs to be nominated for something.
2 different BBCs.
Yes.
Just for the clarification.
One elegant solution.
Yes.
Well, two solutions.
So then just a couple more. Rachel Bloom gets nominated for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which that's the one that I'm pretending I have a girlfriend that's making me watch it because I have to dole that show out in small doses.
I do too. I can't do like big chunks of that at a time. I have to do a little bit. It's so uncomfortable.
Fucking kills me. Tracy Ellis Ross gets nominated for Black-ish, which I love.
Hooray.
And then for down here, where they mix everything together, doesn't matter what your show is, for supporting actress in anything that's on TV, Mandy Moore gets nominated for This Is Us, and so does Chrissy Metz, who is the sister on the show.
Oh, so good.
Both of them nominated, and I just thought that was great because I just love that Mandy Moore gets one more career resurgence. Like, every 5 years, they bring back Mandy Moore, and they're like...
And I love her every time that she shows back up. All of a sudden,
I saw her live in concert.
Shut up.
On purpose?
Love it.
On accident.
Okay, sorry not.
I was just at the bar. But I was drinking it.
Oh.
Martini Ranch now, wooded grain or... Wasted Grain in Scottsdale.
Wasted Grain.
Yeah, it's called Wasted Grain now. It used to be Martini Ranch, and I went there randomly on a Tuesday night, and they're like, oh, and Mandy Moore is up next. We're like, what? And there was all of like 100 people there.
And that's kind of the role she's playing on there.
Wow.
Good for her.
So the other thing, just so you have your list of all your movies that you need to see for the holidays. So skip the ad. So just go through, because the Critics' Choice Awards came out, and here's where Donald Glover won his Critics' Choice Award for Atlanta. Best Action... No, we don't know what that... Best Acting Ensemble, Moonlight. Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Jane Krakowski for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, because she's got to win something.
So good.
Yes, it was Amazon.
Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, Louis Anderson for Baskets. If you just watch one episode with him as the mom...
As the mom.
It's just... It's Jake Galifianakis... as like a party clown or some shit. Now I can't remember. And
it's fucked up, but
and Louis Anderson is his mom, and
it doesn't change his voice.
He's down in angel.
No, it's just hair spraying it through it. Just
right.
Yeah,
and it's just bizarre. I've only seen like 2 episodes.
Aren't you impressed that I know anything about this at all?
It's crazy.
I'm over the moon
because I enjoy Louis Anderson. So I Google. Sure. I watch videos with him.
Yeah, it's good times. Oh, let's see. So the surprise on here is best adapted screenplay was Arrival, because this movie I absolutely love.
How long is this segment?
Shut up. You can go home. It's award season.
I am home.
I love that he looks at me and says, you can go home. And I'm like,
I said it.
Oh, I thought I'm like,
no, I'm like,
no one here is hostage, except for Clayton McKee, maybe.
I know, I'm like.
Oh, I got a new bed I'm going to.
So from this... La La Land took just about everything, and then Courtney Vance and Sarah Paulson win for The People versus O.J. And the best documentary is that O.J. Simpson documentary. So it's kind of weird that...
The People versus O.J.?
No, I can't remember now. I just fast forwarded through what it's called, but it was like the O.J. Simpson one.
American Crime.
No,
not that.
No, okay. It's from ESPN, and it really was
Made in America.
Made in America.
Oh, okay.
It was that one.
Google
Best actress in a comedy series. Kate McKinnon won, which I just loved, and Mahershala Ali for Moonlight won there. And there was one more really good one. Which threw me. Best guest performer in a comedy series. They're already starting to give awards to Alec Baldwin. So you can pretty much expect the rest of the year for them to find ways to get this. And Viola Davis to get Alec Baldwin things. Yeah, exactly. And so Viola Davis wins here, too. So as long as they keep her in supporting, I mean, she's just going to win. So it's very exciting that Viola Davis is going to get her Oscar for anything she wants.
I'm
I
excited.
Just adore her.
She could just have all the things.
And then finally we have Death Day!
Oh, I can't play it because I have other stuff queued up.
So as recently as today.
Hours ago.
Just hours ago. Breaking news. I hate that I'm in this site.
He's assumed room temperature.
Alan Thicke has died. He had a heart attack while playing hockey with his 19-year-old son, Carter. He was transported
to
Providence.
How old was
69.
Oh.
He's Canadian. They
you're 69 and you
drive.
Had a 19-year-old?
Yeah, he got married again.
What? Al and I, if we so desired.
Stop procreating, people.
If I had a kid now, he'd be 19 when I was
And if I gave a shit about sex.
Yeah.
With women.
Just in general. I've given up on all of it. I have two cats and a big house. I'm good.
You're like a lesbian.
And a new bed.
I have a truck and a new bed. So I does that count?
You're a lesbian.
There you go.
A truck, cats.
And a good hairstylist.
And I bet he has you all on speed dial.
I'm still
vacuums.
Working on the hairstylist.
I'm going to get you in with Frankie. We're going to have I got an appointment tomorrow. You want to go with me?
I literally got my haircut yesterday.
There needs to be an introduction and a dance.
Oh.
No, whatever. Come on.
Okay, but cutting your own hair doesn't
No, but I need to get
No,
it.
No, no.
I'm going to take it to Frankie. Frankie. I'm going to take it to Frankie. We're good.
But then she's going to look like a lisp.
No, she...
Not just
She
a boy.
Looks like a Justin Bieber knockoff now. We'll be fine.
It's true.
She doesn't look like Rachel Maddow.
No. God, no. Only one person can have that hairstyle at once. No.
Not even Eric Baldwin.
Yeah, I have to go call them.
There might be an Eric.
So many fucking songs.
What did you want to talk about? The death of Alan Thicke?
Oh, you guys pissed all over. He's dead.
How does it feel, Al?
But you know what? Hopefully they'll take his fucking commercials off the air about that tax bullshit.
Maybe Candace Burr will get online and say, you know, geez, he's with Jesus now.
He's with Jesus.
Fuck that Christian bitch.
All they have to do, if they put his son in place, Robin in place, it looked the same. He looks the same.
Robin's a little more attractive.
Blurred lines a little bit.
No, but I mean, still.
Blurred lines.
Speaking of dead.
Like that pun.
Thank you for getting it.
Worst movie of the year, which I actually saw with Ted Kirby, who strangely wanted to see it as well. The Angry Birds movie. Spoiler alert, the birds win.
It's really your fault.
It took
you went to
way
go see
right. Two things have
you
gone
what?
Wrong.
I said this
the day you said it out loud. I'm like, first, why would you go to that?
It was a matinee.
Second.
I only wasted $5.
Well, then you should have waited until it was at the Dollar Theater.
There are no more Dollar Theaters.
Yeah, there is. There's one in Tempe, I think.
There's one in Tempe. There's one way out
east. Yeah, but
east
I didn't
Mesa.
Have a car back then, so that would have been very difficult.
Light rail goes to Tempe.
Yeah, but then I have to walk to the light rail station and everything.
Walk. You got rid of a car for a reason. Walk, bitch.
I did a lot.
You take your bike with you.
I'm still a little lost the fact that you went to see a movie called Angry Birds.
Well,
it's based on the game. You know.
I know. I'm well aware.
It was too much for. It was designed for kids. It was just too much. Too much and too little. All at the same time.
And I'm also concerned. Well, you were with Ted Kirby on this adventure.
How angry was he at any part of this outed? Because he hates everything. He finds fault with everything, every establishment.
He actually just strangely had wanted to see it, and I think either he or I had mentioned it. And he sometimes goes to see movies alone that he would normally cannot get a group of people to go to, which I do the same thing.
Oh, I do too.
Years ago, I saw the Facebook movie alone because no one would go see it.
Yeah, but
with
you
me.
Go because you don't like other people to go with you because they're bad movie watchers.
That's true too.
Okay.
Cool. Al and I went to go see the Steve Jobs movie like a year ago. But anyways, I stayed quiet. But anyhow, yeah, it was terrible. Again, matinee, whatever, worst movie of the year. Don't buy it, don't see it, don't think about it, forget it.
See, now I like to be pleasantly surprised later when I think something sounds stupid and then I get it at home and I adore it, like the Lego movie, which was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that
fantastic.
Was kind of cute.
This just in, the Angry Birds movie has dropped as a sponsor.
Yeah.
and nope. Still, yes. The Grumpy Cats, worst Christmas movie ever, still a classic from 3 years ago.
When you put that on your Facebook, I think I was like, yeah, I'm playing Solitaire currently on my phone. I don't want to go see the movie Solitaire.
Solitaire the movie. I'm in favor.
I enjoy the Carpenters singing it.
Yeah.
That's other than that. Are you doing your segment? Can we eloquently get out of that?
Did we shit on everything elegantly? You tried to do exactly. today?
I can't is do ADD possible? Theater.
It's so hard.
Nothing eloquently gets done in this show at all.
China. Or elegantly.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Are you done? Good. All right, we're going to do a break. We're going to come back. Kat Carlson's got a segment. You're going to hear a theme for only the second time broadcast on exciting. This radio network.
Oh. Oh, a Raisin Rehydrator. It turns them back into grapes.
Wow, what an exhausting journey.
You're listening to Cute Talk America.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
Is the Cute Talk America Radio Network.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzled, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
It's fantastic.
Whole ass one thing.
I almost feel bad for having a segment after that. I feel like that's
the longest intro ever.
No, it's amazing.
It works for her.
It's fantastic.
No, it's actually not. The longest intro ever was What's Wrong with Katie June.
That was really that, long. Well, we only got to play that once.
I think she quit the show. I was actually concerned.
It ran around. Spent so much money on it, and she quit.
Right. I was concerned, actually, that when I produced that one, that she was going to leave, but she decided to stay.
No, I decided to stay. I love it. Huh. I'm trying to make it my ringtone.
Oh, are you really?
I am.
That's fine.
Yeah, I got to
figure out. Two things.
I may have to re-record it or give you a thumb drive because I can't get it off of Messenger.
No, we can work on
fucking
that.
Fucking Messenger.
All right.
Messenger.
Anyway.
Oh.
My goodness. There's so many things. There are many, many things out
but
there.
But it's supposed to be two.
It is things. Supposed to be two. So, thing number one, how's your boyfriend?
I think she's stressed. I think she's stressed out.
Goodness.
She's stressing me out. Watching her every day get something new, and when they hand her a fucking news wire of breaking news
in the middle of the show.
I
listened to last night's this morning, and I was like, what?
I haven't watched last night's yet.
What is happening? So tonight,
later on, if I don't go out with Carlton, or if I do and I get home later, I have two episodes of later. Of Rachel to watch. I have two things to watch.
That's two things.
Right.
Yep, there you go.
I have 90 minutes when you zip through commercials of those. Right. Oh, my God. But I was more concerned about her bad haircut from last week. We'll talk about that later. But
sorry,
I'm sending her a new gay. Like, is she having a lesbian cut her hair?
I don't think she goes
that
to gays.
That doesn't count as a gay.
I don't think she goes to gays for haircuts.
She
I don't
know. Lips.
But Kat and I are working on a plan. We're going
Sappos
to.
Sappos for less?
We're going to get her here by hook or by crook. We're going to get her here for a vacation.
I'm going to start tweeting
at
her.
De-stress.
Regular.
her to sit there. Actually, where Joe's sitting, we're going to get Rachel Maddow to come here with us, drink some wine, and enjoy some downtime while we ramp up and talk about politics here.
Oh, my God.
Show.
Wouldn't that be so much fun?
Oh,
call
yeah.
HR at NBC so and get her some PTO.
Oh, I don't think she has to ask for anything. She just takes off and the other
Probably
people.
Probably not, yeah.
No, I think she's all right. No. She's we might be able to get Brian Williams too. Maybe a twofer.
Get them both. Oh. Two things. Two people.
Well, I'd love to have
him. If you can get some Brian Williams,
if you can get Andy here,
who's Andy?
Cohen?
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
He's not on MSNBC. We're working on MSNBC.
I know,
people.
But just call. But I mean, if Rachel comes here, then Cooper has to come here.
He's not. He's not.
I got to interview George Takei, and his husband yelled at me.
I've got.
Yeah, but was that live in studio?
He's not coming because he's on the phone.
No, I know. That would be amazing. I would give you.
Then she can look above our door and see our What Would Rachel Maddow Do picture.
Well, I would give you serious props.
I met Anderson Cooper when he was here. What 2 years ago? Briefly on the dance floor at Charlie's,
and I hung out with Raja from Drag Race.
Also very nice.
I enjoyed that. Anyway, continue on.
Wait, who?
My boyfriend. Raja Gemini from
Drag Race. I'm just very concerned, and for people that maybe aren't following local news quite as closely as we are, like, I can't even summarize because every day it's a new thing that I'm just like, what is happening in the world today? And I feel like I've reached maximum level of lose my mind. I feel like I have to stop losing my mind for a little while so that I can lose my mind when it really matters. But thing number two, that leads me into thing number two, which is...
Wait, have you already done one?
What was one?
What was one?
Your boyfriend. What's wrong
that
with
that?
Was
it? Yeah. Oh, come on. You got to work harder.
What do you want from me here, Clayton?
I'm going to start calling this three things with Kat.
She didn't prepare. Did you forget
things.
That?
Look, here's what... I wrote a list and I figured I'd just pick a couple of them.
I checked it twice.
I've got Dumpster Fire, Gun Lives Matter... Megyn Kelly, who I think I'm going to read her book in a weird way, and not in a weird way, probably to back in the regular way.
I'm like, in what kind of weird way?
Yeah, we shared a child.
Maybe back to front? Read it in reverse.
No, but I am reading a book that was written back to front, and it's too much for my brain. I have to put it down.
I feel like maybe when we get to this, the Rachel Maddow thing, with regards to everything that we're doing, because there is so much going on with the world and all that. I'm just like, there's not much else to say except these words. When we get to them.
Is it We've Only Just Begun?
Of course it is.
We've only just begun to live.
Or not, because we're all going to go to hell because of Trump. Anyway.
Q-Talk Studios does not own the rights to that song.
If I'm going to hell, I'll be listening to Karen Carpenter. That's absolutely
I'm hungry
fine.
All of a sudden.
That sounds okay. Pretzel?
At least the sun seems to come out every morning.
Would you like a sandwich?
Mama Cass is going to feed me one later with my Quaaludes. I'll be fine.
No, so we'll stay on the first thing because Maddow can stay in podcast. So I listened to Maddow. We were talking earlier, audio only.
Mm-hmm. You were talking to Maddow?
Oh, he listens.
I listen to her.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I talk
to her. She now has a podcast she's subscribed to the whole show.
She can't hear me.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so for those of us that don't subscribe to all of the cable news channels, we can now hear Rachel Maddow in the entirety through however we find podcasts, which is very fun. But along with that, I've also subscribed to the nerdiest thing I've ever found, which is NPR Books.
Ooh.
Right,
what goes
just
along
books.
With your Scholastic.
Right. Just write books. That down.
No, Scholastic has their own podcast that won't download to my shit, so I'm not going to listen to their
traditional spelling.
Fuck those people.
NPR.
Yeah.
What's the non-traditional spelling?
Try to use all the letters.
Yeah, but let me tell you,
Nipper.
Nipper.
It's Nipper.
Nipper.
Nipper.com.
Nipper books. Woo, mama.
And we wonder why I don't really prepare this segment.
I see you wrote something down.
I write a lot of things down.
Okay.
But anyway.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Mostly do we offend.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's everyone. That's bigger than Santa's list.
White Santa?
Yep.
Santa just is white.
Yeah,
that's
the white
big.
Santa.
Oh, it is. Look at you. Circle in the back of the middle and around and stick it.
I don't even know what I was saying.
You were going to.
So I was talking about NPR books. So. Yes. I don't remember why I subscribed to it. I was probably drinking at the time, and so I did. And so now it like loads up my podcast news feed, and that's fine because they're usually only little five-minute things. But delightfully, the longer ones that they've had, like in a row, have been Anna Kendrick, Lauren Graham, and then Megyn Kelly. And I was like, Megyn Kelly, I don't know. But then
so a bunch of lesbians.
Right. Yes. So a bunch of straight up my alley.
Your alley,
if you know what I'm saying.
Your alley,
you like that up your alley.
I'm hoping that Rachel Maddow writes a book, begun. And then two appears on NPR Books.
She's written books.
Podcast. Well, she wrote a book.
Oh, a book. Okay.
She has one book.
A book.
What's ABBA got to do with this?
What's love got to do with this? In any event, after listening to the interview that they did with Megyn Kelly, I'm actually now really interested. To read her book.
Well, I'm not. I think
she very
you should.
Candidly, you know, kind of talks about some of the sexual harassment that was going on at Fox News and just her perspective of being a woman in that really, like, really conservative environment and still trying to do, like, actual news. I feel like.
I won't read it, and I know that because I won't. Now, if it was an audio
book, potentially. Can I get a book on tape?
Potentially, yes. But. I agree with the fact that you should absorb the book and then share it with us from the standpoint of one of you're a big advocate of don't get your news or information from one source.
Right.
You're about paper. You're about magazine.
All
you're
the
about
places.
Watching networks you don't even want to watch. So on off the cuff, I would say, yeah, I don't give a fuck about what Megyn Kelly has to say. However, now that she's coming out with all this shit that Roger Ailes did to her and all the pressures that she was under while being on Fox, regardless if that's really her politics or not, or if she's just doing it like Shepard Smith is for money because he's just a big homo and doesn't agree with a fucking thing that Fox has to do.
And she's doing a pivot to be news.
Right.
She's never been news. She's been an opinion person all along that now wants to pivot. Now she's a journalist. Because isn't she a lawyer?
Yes.
Yes.
She's really a lawyer. So journalism is not her thing, but now all of a sudden
she wants to be legitimate news.
Yeah. The lady that screamed White Santa at a TV...
Because there have to be people that realize, oh, maybe what we're doing here is killing America.
Right. And I think she's one of them.
I think she might
but
be one
Sean
of them.
Sean Hannity hasn't realized that
but
yet.
Fuck Sean Hannity.
She's bumped herself up the food chain enough that she can make a leap into actual news somewhere.
Sure.
And like I said, because What's-His-Face is gone from Fox News, and now that the election is over,
Ailes
is gone, the Suns are going to redo Fox News.
God, they need to.
Right, but that's the point. So everybody needs to either be part of the new brand or jump ship. So Shepard Smith and her are trying to jump out. Shepard Smith is still real news. He can go a lot of different places. He's always been, I think he's the only person that really does news on that whole channel that I've ever seen. Everyone else is just opinion shows. But she's trying this really smart pivot where all of a sudden she's got journalistic integrity. This is the woman who in 08 ran their board for the election, the magic board. She ran it.
Oh.
That was her job in the 08 election. And then in 12, she went to, like, throw to the person that was running it, and then she went over to interview him, and she's like, oh, I'm afraid to touch it. And I was like, that was your job.
Right.
Like, why are you all of a sudden acting like, I don't know anything about the magic board?
Short-term
and
memory.
All you have to do is go on YouTube, and you can see her being the magic board lady.
Oh.
Early in its, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
interesting.
Like, so weird to see her keep changing her mind. Like,
right.
How hard news do you think you are when you're the person that screamed White Santa at a reporter?
Right. But then, when you hear her interviewed, she comes across as a...
It's a very skillful pivot.
Intelligent, like...
Santa just is white.
Which is true.
Yeah,
Let's just be honest.
Yes, of course. Mall of America.
So, but that actually
Jesus
kind
is
of,
white, too.
That'll actually nicely segue us into a thing, too, which is where do you get news?
Right.
Right? So I'm on social media kind of more than humans probably should, and I engage with I can't call them idiots anymore because maybe they're smart people, I don't know, but I engage with these people that all they want to do is say, nope, that's fake news, nope, that's fake news, when you're talking about things like the New York Times or NBC News or, you know what I mean? Like these
or like the Washington Post.
Like the Washington
Post.
They
don't even know the difference between a conservative newspaper and a liberal newspaper. They've bunched them together as, they're both doing the same thing.
And they're not all just Matt Marasca's family either.
Right. But a special shout out to that.
delightful set of people.
That set of comments that goes on
who are,
every
who
topic.
Are very fun to comment with sometimes. I mean, in my opinion, I like to argue.
Right, because everybody just
keeps
their hand on the wall that they want to stick with and just swats away with the other hand. That's all it is. Like, no one's listening, one's learning.
No,
everything's
so
just
fun.
Fake news.
It's so much fun. But it's not just, you know, your crazy racist uncles. I have singled out As an arch nemesis, a local state representative. Her name is Nancy Bartow. She's actually from my district, and she regularly tweets ridiculous fake bullshit all over Twitter.
Has she called you a faggot yet?
Not yet. No, she hasn't responded to me yet. No, she. I mean, she was posting some
touting.
You little faggot boy.
Sticking it to her, yeah.
How you spell her last name?
B-A-R-T-O.
Bartow, okay.
Yeah.
Traditional.
Yeah. Oh, Arizona State Senate.
Oh. Yep. Yep. And so she's actually...
Ooh, she an R? Founder. She an R?
She's my state senator. Of course she's an R.
An R?
Of course she's an R.
Well, I'm just trying to understand.
Like, she recently posted some old bullshit about abortion policies in Cuba. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I've decided to single her out, too.
Ooh, poke the badger, poke the badger, yeah, poke the badger. Yeah,
exactly. Fucking but I really, I want to know...
Flick that beam in the boat.
Like... Where R-T-O. And even from everybody here, like, where do you get your news and how do you decide is this true and is this not? Because I try and imagine myself being on the other side and going, okay, the New York Times is lying to us. Where am I going to get my news? And I can't find anybody from that perspective to tell me.
Yeah, and I'm the wrong one because I go to the Times, the Washington Post.
Research.
Sure.
If there's anything that I became good at when I got high-speed internet back in the college days, other than looking at interesting imagery on the internet.
The internet.
The only porn.
Right.
Yeah. Porn. That's all it should be
predominantly.
For porn.
Porn.
If I do see something that, again, seems fake, seems not quite right, I mean, I will go to every possible source. Or, again, type it into Google News. Can you find it? Can you find 10 stories that are the same thing?
And all credible.
Exactly. Not from, you know, If You Only Knew News or some whatever report.com.
Especially, like, and I do it from the other way. If it sounds too good to be true, then I go look that up, too. Like, oh, I agree with this. I agree with this way too
much. What's the website that is the fact checker of online news?
Snopes. PolitiFact. Yeah,
there's a couple Snopes. Of them, yeah. Okay, so there's several of them, but I mean, I honestly, Facebook is on. Facebook is everywhere. Yeah. Everybody has it, and everybody looks at it every 5 seconds.
And you see,
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, believe me.
Like with Facebook, all you have to do is click on the story to see where it came from. If it came from a site said "Go fuck me and my virgin ass," then probably it might be fake. Wow. If it came from NBC...
Or directed at...
No, but it's not because it's dirty stuff on the sides. It's all more paranoia on the sides.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. Like, you have to look at where it's coming from. If it's coming from some source you've never heard from, it's probably fake.
Yeah.
If it's coming from NBC, New York Times, even TMZ, unfortunately...
Yeah, take them off your list. Like, TMZ immediately comes off your list. Like, that's what I was like, as soon as I read that, I'm like, not a news source.
Well, it's not a news source.
Oh, but
when
sadly,
it comes to
TMZ comes up with more legitimate shit than a lot of other sites.
But they don't verify any sources. They are what we're bitching about.
No, I get it, but there is
a
lot
and
of
it doesn't mean that you can't be right. It just means they're not going through two verifiable sources. They're going with gossip and shit that you're hearing on the
street.
True.
I agree with you.
Even though when all of the celebrity deaths that have happened in the last 5 years, they're the ones that are reporting it first.
Right, but it's not because you want to be first, not right. So then you'll find out.
I'm not justifying them. I'm just saying, like,
you
have to look at where...
as a news source. Like, you can't... TMZ's on the list of people that don't have verifiable sources. Like,
yes.
So they may
be
first. They
were on Michael Jackson's death before anybody else.
But they report four different things about his death. The problem is as you watch the report, it changes 18 different times. He's alive, he's dead, his sister was there, the doctor was there, Prince was alone, he was here, he was on painkillers.
It
was,
you know.
You know what I mean? So, yes, they have, he's dead. That part's a fact. But when you get through all the rest, you have to cipher through all that shit. And that's why, if you see it on TMZ, go find what, because if you're on, if you go
to
New York Times,
and I do that exact same.
Yeah, then go and look at something else.
I want to make sure MSNBC, NBC, CNN is posting it as well.
So I even watch Fox News.
They go
just because I want to know what they're thinking.
News column, they try to have two verifiable sources. What they do though is they go with their opinion section. So they'll have, and we talk about this all the time because the Post is theirs. So like the Post will print a picture in the morning, and with a fake headline because the Post isn't real news, and then Fox News will say people are saying. Right? The Post, your other stories, you can't, and they report it as news because they think they have one source. No, you don't. You
New
have
York
yourself.
Post, not Washington Post.
New York Post, right? Yeah. Right. Washington Post is legit. New York Post is not.
No,
because that's the scam rag for Fox News.
So then, follow-up question. Maybe I'm asking the wrong question. Do you seek out news, or do you let it be fed to you by peers through social media?
Oh, seek it out.
I seek it out, too. Like, I have notifications on my phone set from CNN and Fox and from BBC, not the other one.
probably that one, too.
Exactly.
Like, I want to know, I want to get my news from as many sources as I can. Yeah. Like, that way I can cross-reference and verify and fact-check myself.
You're very busy.
Unfortunately, I am very busy.
I'm new to this.
But see, at work,
things popping up on my phone, and I'm not a fan.
I go to Google, and when I'm on Google and searching for things, or on Google News, I am specifically logged out. Like, I don't want any specific preferences or whatever my browsing history has been.
Porn.
But
incognito mode.
Exactly.
Yeah. Learn about it.
Different browsers. But I actually don't want it to affect what I see, because, I mean, sure, everybody uses an algorithm, but I love the fact that Google News provides you 4,000 different, or more than that, 4,000 different sources, and then you can drill down. If you find a story on something, you can click on that segment and get all the other different perspectives on it, or all the different news sources. And that's super important, I think.
Yeah, because that's where I don't like the pop-up of CNN and Washington Post. Like,
yeah. I don't have any.
When I'm curious
about something, mostly because my battery won't
I like it because as soon as it pops up, then I can go, oh, really? And then I can go
I do the same thing.
And then I go and look. Yeah. At, did it come through BBC? Did it come through every other thing that I have? It's not true to me, no matter where it came from, until somebody else, and it can be verified.
Yeah.
Like, and I think a lot, that's where 90% of the Americans are missing the story. They're getting their facts from one little thing.
Like, or they just read the headline.
Or a meme from Facebook. And then they're like, oh, I saw it on a meme. Because, you know, Donald Trump is on the cover of Time magazine fucking the American Blow.
I mean, Anthony Oyelock only gets his news from Last Week Tonight.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you know what? That's news that you, that's news you don't see anywhere else. The lucky thing is he spends his two...
Last Week Tonight is one of the best shows ever.
Still. It really is.
Really drilling home a story you're not going to hear anybody else, because they're just not going to cover it.
I still think that a reasonable... I've shared this on Facebook, and I know that some people share the opinion, and it's not necessarily a silver bullet solution, but I still think that some... And it was only applied to social media sites, because you can't do this to the entire web, but some sort of rating system similar to what has been established for more than 10 years for movies, TV shows, games, and music... A simple rating system that would need to be done by a trusted third party, completely separate organization. You know, this seems more like fact. This seems more like opinion, even if it's a two level thing to help educate. Because we're granted,
but people, the audience. Well,
but first of all, name an organization that a majority, like a vast majority, we'll say 70% of Americans will believe in.
Well, yeah. I know, but I mean. This is not something that can happen overnight. It's not, like I said, it's not a silver bullet solution. We obviously have to start somewhere. And the challenge with, I think, bringing every, because we're talking probably to the wrong audience, to the audience that probably will do some fact checking, but it's all of the other people.
I don't know. I've seen these people in the chat room.
Okay. Anyways, there's a ton of people that we don't reach, that the network doesn't, that you guys and the network
I think more
reach.
Of our peers than we think don't think faster than the headline. Or past the headline.
I think some sort of assistance, even on a small level, can help that process along. Because it's a whole new leaf that has to be turned over for us to kind of like change the tide of what's been going on. But
nobody wants to change the tide.
We have to start somewhere.
They like being misinformed. I know, but I mean, if they want to change their textbooks to make history different. You can't help those.
It's the horse in the water all over again.
Yeah, you're not going to lead them back to, well, here's an interesting fact. They don't believe that in the first place. You know what I mean? Like,
it's such a hard place to come from.
The Christians still think the world is only 6,000 years old.
Yeah, the Flintstones documentary.
Flat. Yeah, the Flintstones
documentary. And that's what makes me so sad when you see something about the moon landing. Like, 50 years ago, 48 years ago, we went to the moon. Now we believe the Flintstones is a documentary. Like, we're devolving at a rate that's... insane, like freaky, the things that people are willing to believe, like the Department of Education, wipe it out. What has it ever done for us? Well, it kept a lot of people educated for a long time till you guys decided you didn't like what was in the books.
And then changed it.
Yeah, and then changed stuff around. And you know what I mean? When you started piddling around with history, then we all got in a little bit of trouble. And now here we are, where people don't believe shit.
Yeah.
It's
a process.
And you just can't convince them. Like, the damage that's been done by Fox News and the people that they hit, because they hit those vulnerable, sitting at home, pissed off, white people that just did not understand the world, and they had pissed off, uneducated white people yelling back at them. You've got college dropout, and then you have Dr. Rachel Maddow with, you know, a Rhodes Scholar telling you something, and people are like, oh, she's biased. She's also really fucking smart. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they voted for a guy who, you know, the draft dodger, because they don't like the lady that's been working all her life.
It's a slow process that I'm going to do in 2017 to do my small part of trying, of potentially finding those people who may need a little bit of assistance, and just sitting down over coffee, or just because we're in that moment right now that it seems completely hopeless, right? And there's
because there's nothing specific to fight against.
Yeah, there's
right, but you have somehow somewhere you have to start over, and you have to start a new small little conversation. I think it's small conversations are the only way to just. It may take years. It may be
exhausting.
Like, one of the last conversations I had at work before I went on vacation was this guy was talking about, like, we were talking about Hillary Clinton, and I was like, you know, in the Senate she was very popular senator from New York on both sides of the
aisle. She's popular when
she's
working.
She was very popular, and he was like, well, you know, she passed, you know, well, what about the SAFE Act in New York that bans weapons with more than, like, that can, has magazines with more than 9 bullets? And I was kind of dumbfounded, and I was like, I'm not sure about that. I've never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking
about.
We didn't talk about this, right?
Oh.
But no, reshare the story.
Yeah, so then he walked away, and I haven't seen him since, but first off, she's not a New York senator. She's a U.S. senator from the state of New York. So they can pass whatever laws they want to in New York State. She can't. She has nothing to do with it.
She's not involved at all.
Right. She's not involved in any way. Has no opinion. And the law was passed in 2013. She wasn't in any. She was a private citizen. She was years from being in any kind of Senate race. So here's someone who's throwing this out as a fact when it's like, there's not even one part of that story that's true.
Sure, none of it.
So, but I haven't been to work since.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, parroting all of these opinion people. There's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just spouting out the thing that we heard.
What happened in New York, and she was a senator. Right. And that's when you realize, like, here's someone who's going to educate his children that doesn't know the difference between a U.S. senator and a state senator from New York.
Right, exactly. And that's just parroting out something that they've
heard. And
people don't even, like, it's not even that he remembers that. It's that he heard that somewhere and is just repeating it.
I no longer lives in New York, and you can care anything you want to here. So
right, and nobody cares. It's a lot like the whole, oh well, you know, who believes the CIA? They were wrong about Iraq. Now wait a minute, the CIA said we don't have enough evidence. This is what we think.
This is what we think,
but we don't really know. And then the administration said, nope, they're in there. We're going.
Yeah,
right.
And then, like, they interpreted the report to say they took Colin Powell to the UN and made him give that speech that said, nope, this is a fact.
Yeah.
And then what the other thing that they did was they outed Valerie Plame because she was an undercover agent working, and her husband was the one that had found the information that there was no weapons of mass destruction. So what they did was they played dirty pool with the press and outed her as an undercover agent and ruined her.
But then, just this week, in the amount of words that go into a tweet, Kellyanne Conway came out and tried to discredit the entire CIA based on that one misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, and people are, like, spitting that right back at me all day long.
Right.
All over the place.
And it really is. It's terrifying. Yeah. It's a terrifying world of misinformation. Yeah. And I've just kind of resigned myself to, like, people are stupid, and now you kind of get what happens to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we get it too.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm kind of gone with the, I don't have kids. You know, that's your, like this guy, that's your mess to clean up with your kids.
For sure.
When your kids can't, you know, I don't want to finish that sentence. It's awful, but.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Can I add something to your two things?
Please do. That would make it three, but all right.
Okay.
Barely. It's like 2.5. Yeah.
Settle down.
So. Your first thing was shitty.
We got like 20 minutes out of that.
Oh, you're basing it on time now.
Oh, for sure.
Not content. No. All right, never mind. All right, my bad.
I'm Fox News on my way through this.
Weight, not volume.
I'm about to read Megyn Kelly's book.
Shit, different day.
We talked about your boyfriend. We talked about Megyn Kelly. We talked about news. I'm on three things, Clay McKee. Joe DeGanzig, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
So, quite an interesting story, especially when I read the text. So, I tend to go to different Thanksgivings every year, rotate between friends and whatnot. People feel sorry for me with 10 days of turkey, right?
Yes.
You had your 10 days of turkey?
I'm only on like 4. I'm really behind, but I have leftovers in my fridge right now because Sharon made me a turkey the other day.
So a long time friend of mine.
It's not a euphemism.
Yep.
A long time friend of mine named Mark. I'll reserve his last name to protect the innocent.
Jenner.
that I used to work with a long time ago. And, you know, he's a really nice guy, slightly conservative. He's Jewish, throws great parties, you know, all that.
He looked like a Jew.
Great guy. And so we were chatting about Thanksgiving. He said, you know, are you coming, you know, to Thanksgiving this year? You know, here's the time and all this stuff. I said, sure. And he's a little bit conservative, and I kind of joked with him on the text message. I said, I hope he didn't vote for Donald Trump. And he said, and this is what this is, and I'm going to read it verbatim. He's a personal friend of mine. I did vote for Trump. I went to school with him, played sports with him, and know him. And I thought, okay, oh my God, number one. But it didn't completely surprise me because this guy is actually pretty well connected, especially in the financial world. So they went to high school together, as it turns out. I didn't take pictures of the yearbook photos and whatnot because I felt that was, you know, violation of privacy, but... And he couldn't give me that because this was in the late 60s. But he apparently played tennis with Donald Trump. And he didn't say anything. Like, this wasn't revelations of, oh my God, Trump was the nicest, cool guy, and he's actually a really amazing guy. No, he was arrogant, and he was a bit of a jerk. And, of course, people knew he came from money, but they all went to a private school, which, in New York. I don't remember which one it was. And I will say this mildly so that I don't get scolded by anybody. I did see the yearbook photo of Donald Trump. At one point, he was fairly attractive. At one point.
Rich white guy, how could you go wrong?
Yeah, well, it was
yeah, 18, you know, senior year.
Everybody's good looking at 18.
But I thought, I asked...
Calm down.
I asked my...
Not everyone.
You know, I asked my friend Mark... I said, and I didn't want to get into politics at Thanksgiving, but I said, you know, so why did you vote for him? And he, as many people, I think, sit in some, let me not say many people, some people who sit in different camps, right? They're financially, they're fiscally conservative, they're socially liberal. Like, Mark could care. He's got plenty of good
which
friends.
Which is some bullshit. That means I have a lot of money and I don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
And that's you're right. Absolutely. And it's not a reason to vote for the other side.
That's called you're a horrible human and your money means more to you than other humans.
Right, yeah.
I know.
Because when you put up the human rights thing, they're like, well...
Well, but my trust fund's doing really well. No. Anyway, carry on.
Anyways, I don't have much more to the story other than that it's sort of like, I know. It's the closest to assuming that he does become president somehow. In the next month or so. I know.
Probably.
Cross the fingers.
Although,
Michael Moore seems to think that something may strange today. Something happened.
But. Maybe people on that Second Amendment will have something to say about it. Anyway, let's move on. We got one more segment coming at you. It comes at us right after this.
Hey, girl. You okay?
You're listening to You Talk America.
And now, we dance.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh, about the 90 minutes. Oh, I see. Okay, so yesterday, pull up the picture.
Well, I have to get to
it. I know, I'm just fucking with you.
Cue the photo.
Yesterday, I got into the airport, and I had a couple of minutes on my hands, and they had the Facebook virtual reality stand. Ooh. Awesome. So I got to play with virtual reality in the airport, which was really kind of cool. And I'm baffled by its application. So, like, with virtual reality, if you could stand somewhere and see, like, 360 degrees of somewhere that, you know, and it's obviously somewhere where a Google car got, like, shuttled somewhere, what is it you would want to see? Like, what was it, what would it be like you'd be good with virtual reality versus, like, being plunked down there for real?
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
where would you choose virtual reality over actual reality?
Yeah.
One word.
Mars.
Volcano.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Because you're not going to be, unless you're in a heat suit. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Elvis. You know what you wanted?
Yeah. I just wanted to prove that I actually did it. Cause it
nice.
But if you see it, they'll show you the things that are very fast.
Oh, that's all there is. One GIF.
But you, like, walk through the jungle and you're like, an elephant walks up to you, then you're like standing at a basketball practice, and basketball players dodge you to shoot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I was swearing through the whole thing.
And they're massive, because they're massive. Like, they're just coming at you, like.
And you're not in the correct position for, who's the one that flashed his dick last year when he was changing his pants? LeBron. Huh. So it was like LeBron James and someone else I didn't know.
BBC.
Hercules!
A different BBC.
That's BBC version 2.
Yeah.
The question goes to you.
What?
Could we start there?
Mr. Carlton?
Because you're in Marnie's seat. We start with Marnie and go this way.
Oh, well, I'm confused. I'm not a regular on this show.
Where would you like to virtual reality to? As
that
opposed
you couldn't
to
be
actual
in real
reality.
Life. Yeah.
Does it have to be here on this planet?
No.
It's virtual reality.
Well, still.
Anywhere.
I just want to be on a quiet, moonlit, beautiful street in Paris at night with a good glass of rosé.
Oh, there you go.
Like, just calm and peaceful and beautiful, like, with pretty lights.
Like, would that be your place to go? Like, let's say you had a crazy, stressful day.
Yeah.
You come home, shut all the lights off, put your little VR thing on.
Just,
and then just chill.
Like,
would that be how you do it?
A beautiful, moonlit, but like with little cafe lights in the background. Cobblestone, but wet and glistening. Kind of like in a romantic comedy.
Okay.
Like, it just needs to be a pretty street cobblestone.
Kind of rom-com his way through this. I see.
And it's, like, it's 360 degrees. It's above you.
Like, that's all I want.
It's amazing how they did it.
Yeah, I don't need to be any. Just give me a pretty cobblestone street in Paris. Like, that's it. With a good glass of rosé.
Spark. Very nice.
Which you can
literally
drink.
Rosé. Yeah.
He's a volcano.
Made in that country.
Very nice. He's a volcano.
Now, volcano, and when you say that, I think to myself,
Joe versus the volcano?
No. Depending on how it was
great movie.
Photographed.
Could you be lowered in?
Cameras are going to be melting rather.
Well, yeah. I mean, I also thought, because I don't really want to go, because skydiving kind of freaks me out. So, I mean, skydiving might be another virtual idea for people who want to kind of experience it without experiencing it. You know? Although they do have indoor skydiving, which I could deal with.
Right, I think that would be fun, too.
Above a huge fan in the air. You could just get obliterated by.
There's a
huge steel grate between you.
Well,
I think the fan's above you.
There's a fan below and above.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Oh, it is.
It's both.
I'm on board for that. I think it'd be fun to do.
Hashtag screens.
I'm pretty sure there are screens in front.
I know, but what if a... I mean, we've all seen like 18 Final Destination movies.
I have never seen one.
Oh.
Like, I used to work in a tanning salon.
Raise an excellent point.
Yeah, and then what if that acrylic cracks and then you fall into bulbs?
Doesn't happen.
No,
cannot
it could.
Happen. No, it does not. Cannot happen. Jesus Christ.
But it could.
No. So,
I saw it on Fox News.
So, right. Al?
I would definitely
go.
No,
we're
go.
Not there. We have to go.
No,
you're
come,
going that
we're
way.
Go all the way around the horn.
Oh, you go. Okay.
Right.
Around the horn? Oh, look at you, ESPN reference. What the fuck?
It's like South Africa.
I said it was an oval table.
You might be an actual man tonight. Look at that.
It's my new haircut.
I enjoy that. All right.
Yeah. So I would go all of the places that I will absolutely never go, like, in regular life. For instance, like scuba diving. Any farther that I can dive on just my own held breath is too far. Nope. There's too much.
Is there a claustrophobia issue?
Yeah, there's a thing.
And I agree.
There's a thing. No. The bottom of Baby Jessica's well. Like,
oh, that's from my hometown.
The basement with JonBenet. All those things.
God. Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
I want to show you. I have in my keepsake box the original from the Midland Post.
Yeah.
I have all the paper clippings.
We watch that every night.
Oh.
Every night.
Yeah, that's my hometown.
What's going on with Baby Jessica? All of those.
Fucking West Texas.
Yeah. I think
where babies fall in oil, abandoned oil wells.
I think under the ocean is probably the scariest place I would go.
So The Abyss is not your favorite
movie?
All of
movie? India. No, I love The Abyss. No.
Because mostly you can watch it on
mostly
a TV?
Mostly because of Ed Harris. And,
oh. Yeah.
And the, what was it? I don't remember the redhead's name. Her
Mestre too. Antonio. Yeah.
See, I like the black girl that sings
Marie Mestre
cowboy
Antonio?
Music in the fucking submarine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember her name.
Huh?
There's a black
the movie called The Abyss.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it. Oh.
There's a black actress in that movie, okay. And then she sings. Yeah. She's a big country western fan.
But no, it does freak me out when he like drowns her and like drags her.
Oh, yeah, it's too much.
Freak me out, Clayton McKee.
I agree with you. I think that the diving thing would be a lot of fun.
Because I'll never do that. Nope.
Because I don't really anticipate raising enough money to do it with SpaceX or any other agency. I think it'd be fun to do space. To go to the moon or to be able
Mars.
To be able to stand to be in the VR and look back at the little marble that is us.
Earth, yeah.
That'd be very cool to see. But it'd just be amazing if you could VR whatever the guys experienced when they actually landed on the moon. That would be just amazing to be able to stand there and
From their
point of view, yes, yeah. Exactly.
And there is a space component of that that was really cool.
That'd see that cool. I want just that more. It's virtual reality. Like I want to know that this is something that's realistic that I could do tomorrow. Not like
if you raise a couple million dollars,
I want to actually go to France.
Well, I mean, it's weird, we now believe that dinosaurs run with man, so space is kind of off the table.
Jurassic Park is a real movie.
But that it's a documentary. So Jurassic Park was in there and it was really cool. Like they filmed like one of the things that you do is you like what first you walk in like a herd of elephants comes up to you and passes you by, and then the other thing is like there's you're on a paddock with dinosaurs and the one dinosaur like swings his head to look at you. So I mean people are saying like, "Oh, I don't want to go skydiving." The problem is just you have the feeling. It's virtual reality.
Yeah.
So you have the feeling.
You can't escape it.
And YouTube is already full of people falling the fuck down.
Right,
I love
right.
that.
Doing those things. And I would just get carsick. Like my problem is I can't do too much of that like simulated motion because I'll throw up.
Like I held on because all of a sudden they did just a tiny little swoop and I was like, "Whoa." And I was like, "Oh, I'd rather just be doing the," that's what I put on there about the roller coaster. I'm like, I would rather do the roller coaster because then I'm nauseous and
one.
I was on a roller coaster right. instead of I'm nauseous and I'm standing in the middle of an airport about to throw up on my luggage.
Six Flags has that. A couple, like two parks have that virtual one.
It was pretty cool. The one that I think I would do would be like something along the lines of the safari. Like somewhere that I'm not real comfortable with traveling to.
Like an open air car that you could go to a safari and animals are about.
Lions.
Right.
Like I want them all to be safe, but I don't really want to travel somewhere that's safe for humans but protected for animals. I'd rather they had their space and I had a hotel.
So you talk a lot of sense.
If we could do that, that would be good. And then somebody said up there, Maria said about the virtual reality. Well, now there's virtual reality games, and they just had a case where a woman was being stalked in her virtual reality by another player that had latched onto her, and now they've changed the way that they do virtual reality games. Like you can put up like a 4-foot shield to make sure no one could come near you, but they have ways of getting around the bugging so that when you're in this completely immersive environment, there's someone like standing behind you or like touching
that.
Your shoulder.
Nope.
And someone was saying it doesn't feel like abuse, and they're like, no, it's virtual reality, so there is someone standing behind me. I think I'm alone in my living room, and someone is menacing me in this environment. You can take the headphones off and get rid of that feeling, but it's this. There's this new way of invading someone's privacy, and they just started this whole lawsuit, and they're talking to the virtual reality people about how to put these shields up, and you can block someone. Like, you can find out who is this person that's playing this game that keeps standing over my shoulder.
Oh, fuck.
And then
that.
You can just block them so that they can't play in the same game space as you. So I thought that was really just a really interesting addition. So when they had that yesterday, I'm like, I got a minute. Let's cool. try this shit out.
I got to experience something like that at Walt Disney World. They have Disney
Pirates
Quest.
Of the Caribbean?
No, but, well, close. But Disney Quest has all of this 3D stuff. And one
Mr.
of it is
Toad's Wild Ride.
A magic carpet ride that's all, and you put the headset on and you're laying down and you're flying through this whole thing. That was 10 years ago, so It wasn't as advanced as what you experienced. Microsoft is working on the HoloLens, which is augmented reality, which you see your environment and they overlay objects that you can interact with virtually instead of the entire thing being virtual. So,
I mean, pretty cool that they're... Nope. Some of this stuff, they're going around filming it, so somebody's standing in the middle of somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there's some kind of a dome camera that...
Robots.
Well, even Clayton discovered the other day, Google is really fast with the Google Earth imaging, because the latest photo of my street had a Trix car from 2 weeks ago in it.
Hey! So,
things I would never have exposed on the show. Things, but did he is.
But there he is.
I mean, but... They're in Africa, in India. They're not concerned about the trick car that I had.
We have local listeners, too. By the way, hi, Cozy. Hi, Derek. Hi, RJ.
But they don't know.
We have local listeners.
Yeah. The reason for posting that picture had nothing to do with that vehicle.
I know, but we don't need to go into that.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but the new satellites and the processing power, they can just update that stuff much faster.
The fact that you can type in my address on Google Earth and that Trix car from 2 weeks ago is posted right there.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. In your world.
In my world. My virtual reality.
Look how Al and I just stay silent for the rest of that.
I got nothing.
Because you haven't had a trick in 20 years.
Okay.
Yep. Good show, everybody. Good show, everybody.
Like I keep saying, my house looks inviting, but don't come over.
I just don't tell y'all about my shit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Virtually? Nope.
That's the best way to do it.
It's a virtual nope.
Yeah, tonight I was greeted with, what? What are you doing here?
Nobody rings my bell except Amazon and that little Asian male guy I got.
A little Asian rings your bell?
Yeah. I got a
ring my bell!
Package from Amazon! Amazon here! I don't know. That's what I get.
Wow.
When we start doing racist accents, it's time to go home.
All right, kids. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for being here. Guess what? We're going to do it again next week and the week after that and probably the first week of 2017. We'll see if the inauguration gets us in, then we may just drink for the rest of the year. Who cares?
Hooray!
As we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.